WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah. That's good.
Ah, that's real good.
The jam. I discovered this tune in L.A., man.
Oh, let's open the door here.
Hey, look who came in. It's Ron Stewart.
Hello!
Play all the hello tapes.
Hello!
Yeah, Ronnie.
Hello!
Incidentally, this is our brand new show. It's the Jack Show.
Yeah! Oh, good.
Where we're just going to play whatever we want.
Excellent. You'll love it.
Unfortunately, it's only going to happen for 3 minutes a day.
But enjoy it while it lasts.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Yes, the tune today.
Oh, that is set.
The tune today.
Thank you.
Is the jam.
Yeah.
I'm called Malice. Hey, Rob.
How's your histamine?
How's your trunk?
My trunk is full. I'm taking a stance. I'm anti-histamine. That's my stance.
I'm pro-trunk.
Eddie Trunk, my buddy. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. No Gold and all the ships at sea. They are very well-spoken. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello there, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
We have so well spoken.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And hello there, everybody.
Thank you. Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that is sad.
Yes, it is.
Shut up about that, would you? Don Mike Show. And the new episode, Mike, on this 2D.
2D.
051705.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
No. Hey, retarded, you can call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From Canada. Also from Mexico. 800-636-1067. And on the Blowtorch, the most popular station in Washington, D.C. That's right. A lie. WJFK, 106.7.
I believe
that. I've researched it, and I've determined that's a lie. You can call us at 202-432-1067. Okay, those are the phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Before we start the show, let's call upstairs.
That's always fun.
We're going to call someone on what I like to refer to as the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
Mike refers to it as the second floor.
Yes. Yes. I refer to it as heaven.
And then Blue Shrek, please leave me a message.
Oh, wrong.
Shrek.
No, hold on a second.
Called Shrek. Don't bother him. He's with Princess Fiona.
2A. Oh, hold on a second. Miss Dial, hold on.
Yes, we all have new extension numbers now.
Oh, really?
Well, I guess. I don't know what mine is.
They've just done another recycle of the numbers.
Oh, I got in trouble today. I didn't have my thing. My little...
Oh, your pass.
Yeah, my pass. My key card.
Your Wizinator.
I didn't have my Wizinator with me. Tupperware security system.
Come on now. Where are you, Tony Diggs? An important question.
Tony Diggs.
That I think our listeners would be interested in hearing about.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Where you at, my man?
Well, he might be doing a mess for
it. Yeah, you might want to ring back to the engineering shop.
What's that number?
That's you hit zero, and Colette will connect you.
Colette was angry at me today.
Really?
Today she was annoyed.
Hi, Colette. It's Donna Mike.
Hi.
Hey,
Mike, sorry.
So, Mike disappointed you by not bringing his swipe card in for the new security?
Yes.
Because he didn't have it yesterday either.
Ah.
And hey, Colette. He promised tomorrow he will have it.
Colette.
Bring it in tomorrow.
Yes.
Who's been the upset special here? Who's the one that you thought would forget it but has never forgotten it?
You.
That's right. And weren't you saying that today when I was coming in?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
But my baby love Colette says. And she does.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave. Yeah. You got that right, Rob.
You bet.
About Colette and I. You
right.
bet your ass.
That's right.
Beth Ann's standing out there, and Colette says, oh, don't worry about him. He's got it every day.
All right, well, I'm feeling pretty bad about myself right now.
Yeah, no, I don't think you should, Mike.
I'm really sorry. Well, you got yours.
No,
right?
I think what you're doing is you're rebelling against the system. You know, when we got here yesterday,
subconsciously, yeah.
The door was propped open, so what does it matter?
That's right. Exactly.
Oh, hold on. I've got to tell you about...
Here's
that
man.
Buzz.
I bet that. I don't feel bad,
I didn't do anything. Yeah.
So is Colette still on the line?
Yes.
Ask her where her key card is.
Where's your key? Where's yours?
Around my neck.
Colette.
Beth Ann.
Tell the truth.
It's around my neck.
No. Where is the original card you were given?
Around my neck.
Oh, now.
Oh, is she lying? Is she lying?
Battle of the Network Divas?
Someone is.
What's happening here, Beth Ann? Oh, what?
Come on,
Beth Ann?
You told Tony the truth. You can tell Mike the truth.
Yeah, at least make me feel better, Colette.
He feels bad.
You forgot yours today?
No, me? I have mine around my neck.
Yeah, it's around her neck.
Well, that's all I can say for Colette. She's a woman of her word.
And Beth Ann is incredulous right
Beth Ann, you know, if you've got anything to say, say it. Otherwise.
Is she lying?
Yes.
Oh!
Come on, Colette. Oh, come on, Colette. Don't make him feel bad.
My key is around my neck.
Oh,
is that
Colette?
The original key you were given by Tony Diggs, or is that the spare?
Yes, this is the original key.
So Beth Ann
is
wrong.
Oh, look, now she's
so
even more upset.
So you are, in fact, saying that Beth Ann is lying?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my
like
God. Cage.
Match.
Well, we must get in touch with Tony now.
Listen, that's why we were calling anyway, Colette. Well, Beth Ann, would you go find Tony? We got a question.
I can find him for you. You want me to transfer you?
She doesn't want me to talk to him.
Yeah, sure. Sure, please. Yes, please. Thank you.
Don't go anywhere, Beth Ann.
Wow. We have a controversy.
Get back, Bridget Jones.
Start the show.
I hate the new system.
Now what's she doing running up front?
She's running up to Colette to call her a liar. Now she's running back down.
Running back.
Very, very agitated. She can move.
Reminds me of that movie 10.
Yeah.
Bo Derek.
Just slow it down a little bit. I got the beach with the dreadlock.
I like
Reach Matthew Connor at WDJF.
No! No. Now Colette put me through the wrong person.
Here
you know, all the numbers have been changed. Hi, B.A.
First of all, Colette knows she's lying.
Oh.
That's beside the point.
Oh.
Tony's in the transmitter room, or wherever he is.
284.
Yeah, and he can't come in right now, but he'll be here in a minute.
Oh, he's in the rack room?
Right.
Okay, gotcha. And Colette
she's lying. Come back.
She's choking on her own laughter at the front desk.
Ah, okay.
Okay, well, hold on.
Let's take her around. Let's see
if we get her laughing.
Let's hear her choking on her own laughter.
Are you JFK?
Hey, are you choking on your own laughter?
No, I'm not laughing.
Oh. Now you're lying about that.
I am working, Bethany. What are you talking about?
Oh, come on,
that's evil.
Mm-hmm. That is evil.
My girlfriend.
Just leave her alone.
Well, I know. I know you wouldn't like Colette.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why would you?
Okay. Bye, honey.
Bye.
No reason I can like her.
I'm stunned. Okay.
That's a black mark against you.
Yeah. No, she's not
and
the truth.
That was not because of
and on Judgment Day, I hope I'm standing beside you.
Too. Black mark.
Yeah. The key card will come up on Judgment
that
Day.
That a big black mark, Beth Ann. Because I believe Colette.
Oh, she lost her card the first day?
What? Come back here.
Say it again, Beth Ann.
Come back in here.
If you feel strongly about it, did she just fly down the hallway?
Yes, she
again?
Did.
Back to the front desk. She's just running back here now.
Hold on, here she is.
What?
Come back in. Come back in. What? Say it.
She lost her card the first day.
The first day?
Within hours.
The whole tray?
She must have found it because she has the original around her neck.
Whatever, Buzz.
No, hold on a second. What about that is a plausible argument that she lost the card and then found...
Her original.
No. Oh, you're having a meltdown.
Now, why are you making
because
the Vulcan mind
I'm
melt
with
thing
Beth Ann
on your head, Beth Ann?
I'm with Beth Ann on this because she feels like an injustice is being done.
Thank you.
Because
here you go again.
Order in the court.
Here you go again.
What? Feeling? No, this one's benefiting me because I get the hard time for not having the key card.
Oh, there you go again, Mike.
What did I do?
It's all about races. Playing the race card again.
Of course.
Now, once again,
I'm trying. I'm tired of the white man being kept down.
I'll be the advocate for the black man, as always on this show.
I'm tired of the white man being kept down.
Race has nothing to do with it, but I will guarantee you she's lying.
But wait, Beth Ann?
And you know why? I want you to know this.
Yeah.
Because remember, 3 or 4 weeks ago, we asked her to read a piece of copy, and she didn't?
Yeah.
This is how we're going to get back at her. We're going to prove her to be a liar, and she should know not to cross us.
I do not believe
this. Rob's agenda.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
And were you talking about Beth Ann or Colette?
Colette he was talking about.
You asked her to read a live spot,
yeah,
and she did not.
And she refused. And I've held no ill feelings towards it, but apparently you have.
I didn't have a grudge about that. Rob filed it.
You got it filed up
right
there?
Right here. We'll prove her to be a liar.
And she's not a liar.
I believe her.
She's not a liar.
That's right. Well, let's get her back on the phone again because we got to find out what's a pro. We have to add and make sure we know what to ask Tony. We'll say, did you lose your original card?
I just got scared of that stuff about like swearing on people's lives. Hey, Colette.
Yes.
You swear on your mom? Is your mom still with us?
I don't swear.
You don't swear. You won't swear.
You don't do that.
Colette, is it possible, Colette, that you lost the first card and you used a temporary and then you found the original and that's why the original is around your neck?
I never lost my card.
Oh,
it's around my neck.
Thank you.
Never happened. It just never happened.
Thank you, Colette. I believe you. I want you to know.
Oscar goes to.
Why? Wait, hey, Colette.
I'm the only one that believes you, Colette.
Why do you think Beth Ann's so upset?
I don't know.
Because she's white.
I don't know.
Because she's white.
I love you, and you were coming down.
I love you, too.
But you're not telling the truth.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Remember, when you went to your friend's house on Friday, and you took the original card off of your neck.
Oh, Beth Ann?
And then you realized you went to her house on Monday before
you
work.
You've called your
sister. Listen to the detail Beth Ann has, though.
Of course, I know.
On this story.
Can I just stop you all for a second and say that while I side with Colette on
this... He's got his hands up in the air.
I side with Colette on this, and I feel very fondly for Beth Ann. She's a great producer.
Yes.
I would just like to say, Beth Ann is also crazy. That's all I wanted to point out.
Normal.
Well, now, are we going to balance one against the other?
That's a crazy concept.
So you admit that you're crazy.
But I'm honest and I'm fair.
Colette?
Yes?
You have not admitted that you lost your card. Are you willing to admit you're crazy also?
No, I'm not crazy.
No. And I would agree with that. She's not, compared to you, Beth Ann, she's not crazy.
You don't see her as much as I do.
Hey.
She's crazy.
You don't know how much I see her now, do you?
No, I don't.
You don't know.
No one knows.
You don't know.
I'm getting Tony.
Okay, all right. Hey, baby, I'm sorry they're getting up, Paul. In your face today. Girlfriend?
I think she had to answer phones. Many were ringing.
She had to go.
I bet I know where she lost her
beauty
key.
Beauty shop, hello.
Where'd she lose her key, Rob?
The phone room.
Oh, the electric room.
Oh, no, and you know what? I got some recon on that.
Oh, really?
That the sex room is not the room that we think it is.
Not that room out by the ladies' room?
No. The sex room is the electrical room, which is downstairs in the garage.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, Ben's electrical room.
And
Ben's room.
And is conveniently out of sight of the
technically not the
new cameras they got down there.
Oh, the one where they had the desk out in front of it for like a month.
Hey, you know, they've got this thing. Mike mentioned he lost his card, which started
I did not lose my card.
I didn't bring
my card. My card is on the vanity next to the bed.
Which brought this whole thing up with, hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike. Hotline.
Don, Mike?
Yes? Yes?
It's Beth Ann. I'm back in the rack room. And I brought my cell phone so you could talk to Tony.
But you've got Tony there?
Yeah, so the truth will be known.
All right.
You get Tony.
Okay, well, I
Hey, guys, I'm buried, but what do you get?
Listen, I know you are. Tony, listen, I wanted to ask you something totally different, but this is a hot question right now.
Did Colette lose her key card?
Yes, right now I've got it deactivated and she's looking for it.
Ah.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my.
Here I am. I have backed the wrong horse.
Oh, they just went by the window with their hands up in the air.
Did she pay her $10, Tony?
No, she's still searching for it, so it's...
Still searching for the $10?
Tony, before... We're going to have to get to Colette, but before we do, here's the real reason. Yeah, okay, Rob, you got it right, okay?
Yeah,
you got it right.
Maybe she should have read the commercial.
Tony, what am I hearing about us being streamed? What am I hearing? What am I hearing? That it was supposed to have started 2 days ago. This is the exciting information.
Yes.
To have the show final on the old www.
Right. The corporate decided that we would be part of the next 12 stations to stream. The first 12 are already up. They were all news and talk stations, but mostly news.
Uh-huh. Right.
So we're part of the second tier, which is the next 12.
And
the original schedule was to have the equipment online by the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the equipment wasn't delivered until last Wednesday afternoon, and Thursday and Friday.
Of
all of the engineers were either out at HFS Festival or in Richmond doing NASCAR.
I understand. Right. So you were very busy.
We're just getting to it today. That's what I'm doing right now, is trying to get this stuff in the rack so we can get it functional and sending out some audio for them to test with by tomorrow.
So you think,
they will then give us a date that they intend, they being corporate, to go live, quote unquote.
But this is the first that we've ever heard of this, that actually this would be a really great day for the show if you could actually, I guess it would have to be through WJFK's website?
It will be through corporate website, but it will be a link through JFK, but I haven't seen all of the particulars yet. I don't even know, they haven't even given me the...
That's an amazing moment for the show. All right, great. Thank you, Tony.
Good work. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
I
think that's exciting news. It's about friggin' time.
Oh, that's great. So now, wherever you are, you can pop us up on your computer.
We're only about 10 years behind the curve on that. Infinity, I guess they figured a way to squeeze a few pennies out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But God bless them.
Sure.
So it was
delightful.
It was supposed to be on the 15th. They were supposed to test it over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And that was supposed to keep it a secret.
Right.
But then I noticed, nothing happened Monday, nothing happened Tuesday.
Right.
And I know that it's been a corporate edict, so there's good news that as soon as they, they get their fingers out of the dike, they'll be putting us on the internet.
That is very exciting.
So that's fantastic. It's about friggin' time. And now to Colette. Oh, sweet Colette.
Yes. Somehow, yes, I respect her more.
I think all the others are lying.
Hello.
Hi. I still believe you, Colette, even though Tony just ratted your ass out. I don't know if you heard him or not.
No, I didn't.
He said that you had lost your card and been issued.
Your card was deactivated, and you're still looking for it.
And that you're using a replacement card.
Tony said that?
Yes. Yes, he did, on the air.
Wow. He's lying, too.
Way to stick to it, Colette.
Good for you.
Really, that's good.
My girl.
Good for you.
That's my girl. That's right. Conspiracy theory. Thank you, Colette.
Bye.
As always, upfront and honest. And now, let's see, Beth Ann.
Director of First Impression.
Let's see how she feels.
She's lying, too.
Everyone's lying.
She did that almost too well. Not missing a beat. He's lying, too.
Yeah, well, they all are.
William Shatner says, if you're going to tell a lie, commit to it.
Mm-hmm.
I read that in one of the men's magazines.
Hello?
Well, what do you say now, liar?
She is a professional, isn't she?
She's pretty good.
Yeah, but you know what the truth is. And she knows what the truth is. And I even went up to the front and said, you know, Colette, I'll pay the $10 whatever fee you have to pay, because you know I love you. But for God's sake, tell the truth.
Well, so it's driving you crazy, isn't it?
Well, it's not now, because I, you know, really, Tony.
Well, now she has said that Tony's a liar as well. She said you're a liar.
A little deeper.
She said you're a liar and Tony's a liar.
You know what's really sad here?
What?
Is we're all going to miss Colette when we go to heaven.
I'll be with you, Colette.
Would you stop it?
Yes.
Would you stop it? Has anybody ever entertained the possibility of a thought? At least is there a shred of reasonable doubt that perhaps Beth Ann and Tony are lying?
No.
Well, then I would just bring her friend, whose house she went to early Monday morning in a panic, to try and find the card she had lost on Friday night.
She lose it, like, out at a bar or something?
No, she went to her friend's house after work on Friday, and she said she took it off in the car and thought she left it in the car.
Right.
And then over the weekend, she realized she didn't have it with her, so she called over to her friend.
Yeah,
looked all through the house and couldn't find it, so...
I think you're going to have to find her friend.
Yeah.
Do you know this friend?
No, I do not know this friend's name.
Male or female?
I assumed it was a female friend.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right on.
Because she didn't spend the night.
Colette, you know, two snaps up out on a big Friday night. I don't know if she lost that card or not.
I kind of believe her.
Colette?
I believe, here's the thing. You know, when you're backed in a corner on a lie, yeah. Eventually you just got to say, okay, listen, I give.
Right.
But when you're backed into a corner and you are willing to say, not only is this one person lying.
Yeah, but then you say the person that the corroborator's story is lying.
The guy you just talked to is lying to. That's either real big balls.
Now, we called Colette and said, hey, Colette, God just called. He said, you did lose the card. Well, he's lying, too.
God lies. Jesus lies.
If it's necessary.
All right, Beth.
Time to call Blue Hill, Maine again.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Fascinating.
Hold on.
Investigation is not over.
No. Give me just a second.
Phone broken?
No, well,
no,
it's just not good.
No, Mike, there it is.
Very simple. Just need to dial zero.
Hello?
Hi there again.
Hi.
I'm going to take you off the air for a second, okay? Colette?
Yes?
I'm going to take the phone off the air for a second.
Baby.
Hang on. Yeah.
Hi, Colette?
See if this
okay.
makes a difference.
You're not on the air now. I swear to God. Did you really lose it? Let me put you back on the air.
She's sticking to it, isn't she?
Yes. Let me say.
Hold on.
This Statue of Liberty.
Hold on, she's taking calls.
This Statue of Liberty, and I don't mean like the one that's in New York, but I mean the Grand Lady of Justice.
Yeah. Yes.
It's holding one in one
the scales
hand.
Are yeah. Lady Justice.
Scales are shaking.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
That statue is made of ebony. Because I am going to say right now, I asked her and she said, the card that she is wearing around her neck is her original card. Colette, I will go on the record. I think you're telling the truth.
Thank you, Doc.
You're welcome, baby.
I still believe her, too.
Mike?
I'm on board. Way to go. Way to go, Mike. Colette, I believe you 100%.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rob?
I'm with Tony.
Okay.
Thank you, Rob.
You're not with Beth Ann?
And Beth Ann.
All right.
You should know this. You should know this, Colette. Do not believe this O'Mara chap.
I'm with you.
He's a funny man.
I'd like
man.
To talk about it.
He's a master mimic. He's a man of 1,000 voices
I'd
and
like
1,000 talents.
It.
And I'm telling you something.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks you're guilty.
Not one bit. I did at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
But now I'm all on board with the Beth Ann Tony conspiracy.
All right. Thank you, Colette.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Nice
bye-bye.
Talking with you. Take care. Bye-bye now.
I don't know why you don't believe her.
Listen, because basically after listening to her I've determined that it's a lie.
I love the fact that she's sticking with the lie.
Even off the air.
I love that.
Even off the air.
So much. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, this is Horatio from Baltimore.
Yes, Horatio.
We need you up here for CSI.
Hey, yeah, hi. What's up, Ho? Or H?
Oh, I see how it is. Not much. I'm not just in here.
Ho, wait.
What
the hell are you talking about?
I see how it is.
See? I'm no damn hoe. I'm hoes. Okay. More than one hoe.
Okay, when I called you hoe, I was mentioning a slang for, like, hoe ratio from CSI.
Okay.
Hey, ho.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
At least my name is famous from CSI.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, H. Now you're not offended by that. I could be talking about heroin.
He's tickled by that.
How you doing, H?
Oh, not much. I'm just sitting here, just leaving class from Johns Hopkins University.
What are you studying at Johns Hopkins?
Computer science.
Body snatching. Cannibalism.
Any particular reason?
Necrophilia.
Any particular reason you called us, sir?
I'm just giving y'all and saying I love y'all show. Y'all great.
That's it?
All right, well, get a word to your mother, H.
All right. I catch y'all later, man.
Okay.
Take care, Horatio.
Y'all too, man.
Horatio. Bye, ho.
Bye.
Oh, bye, ass. Bye-bye.
How do you like that, too?
Simply wanted to be on the radio.
Hello there.
Man.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
If Tony deactivated her card,
yes?
Her card would not work in the door.
Well,
yeah, no kidding.
But who's to say if you deactivate it, you couldn't reactivate it, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course you can. Yeah, but she can't. She doesn't have the powers to do that.
How do you know, Mike?
If her card works.
What?
If her card works.
It's. Wait a minute. You're assuming she's telling the truth about it being an original. She's got the card that does work around her neck. The company card that they loaned her while she searches for her lost one.
Liar.
Mm-hmm.
Liar, it's the original card around her neck. The original card for my sweet Colette.
That's right.
Damn, I'm going to tip my hand.
Hello.
Trying to be spoy.
I am a spoy.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I believe Colette.
Sure you do.
Why would not be?
And why not?
Because Colette is really nice, and she's fine, and I don't like Beth Ann very much.
Oh, that's
okay.
Nice. Now, why don't you like sweet Beth Ann?
Well, she's kind of crazy. Yeah. And I don't like her voice very much.
Well, listen, now, she does have a lovely voice.
Hello, dear.
But I will tell you that she's crazy in the head, and trust me, she's crazy in the bed. at least that's what I hear, to a point.
Mm.
She's crazy in the bed.
It's been 15 years.
No, only 11. Don't exaggerate.
Only 11 years.
Let's not push it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Push it real good. Push it good. Hello, Don. Mike Show.
What's up, Don Mike?
Hi there. You're on the air.
Okay, I just want to know, if are we going to believe Beth Ann? Because we need to find out where she really went, when she went to take her dog to the vet 6 hours away. So she's lying.
You think Beth Ann's lying about her trip down south for the dog?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What do you think she went down there for?
Body snatching? Cannibalism?
To commune with the dead?
You know, children of the corn.
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing.
That's why, really, sometimes when you get into Beth Ann's car, you hear,
See you later. Goodbye.
Me.
Okay, goodbye. And, he's gone.
We're all in here, Father Karras.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
When a lie persists like this, it's because there's more to be revealed. That badge is it. Alan Linewan's house.
Yes, Colette was at the Linewan estate.
I got an email from Yalen.
Oh, you did?
Last night, as a matter of fact.
And was it pleasant?
Yeah.
I tried that that software you sent me, but it led me to so many sites that I didn't want to go to.
Well, it worked.
Your special pop-up software.
How is Alan?
Yalen? How's Yalen?
He's fine.
I don't really think Colette was out of Parsimonious Acres, do you?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Not at all.
He's fine.
Penny Lane.
He writes, hello, how are you? Things are good in New York. How are things there? You know, your friend Alan.
Had you ever received a Colette email?
No, I hadn't.
I'll accept. Thank you.
You've got mail.
I'm sorry, it's more like, I'll accept.
You've got mail. Collect mail.
Collect email.
From Alan Linewan.
It's collect.
Before we get to more of these calls, who's the radio war? The scary radio war.
Oh, scared kids. I'm not kidding you this time.
Let's talk about it for a second. As far as I can tell, from what Joe tells me, they were good boys today.
Okay.
There's boys in Baltimore. They're good bitches. They shut their mouths.
Good.
So that's good. Just keep it up, and there's, you know, we said what we had to say yesterday.
Yeah, we were angry, and we had our reasons.
About those chaps.
Yeah, very good.
They were good boys today.
It's good.
Good boys. Give you a treat.
You want a biscuit? Sit. Down.
Good.
Here's a biscuit. It's a good boy.
Good boy. That's a good boy. Someone should have taught you that a long time ago when you started living here in this doghouse.
Yeah, I just hope they, they don't start soiling the house again.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. But that's the latest on the radio war. Mm. Not a real war yet, I guess. Hello. What can I say? They fired, we fired back. You know?
Yeah.
Hello.
War over. The Bismarck was off their coast.
Hello?
Yes. They do mess in the house. Just rub their nose in it again. But,
okay.
Did Beth Ann really offer to pay the $10 to get the replacement card?
Yep.
Because
yes, she did.
Remember, last year, she couldn't afford the entry fee for fantasy football.
Let me tell you something. She's been on an incentive contract, and she's hit every single one of her incentives. She invested her football money wisely. It's really paid off for her.
She's doing great. And also,
she owns like 16 Subway stores.
That's another thing she's lying about. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I hate
the fact that she owns a number of Subway sub shops.
I hate this to be like character assassination of Beth Ann McBride.
No, go ahead.
Let's be honest. She's lied about this whole thing that she's broke the whole time she's been working here.
Mm. Yeah, but that was back then. Now she's got the sandwich shops and she's hooking. And it's working out well.
Well, that's good.
doing very, very well.
Just a little.
Got a tremendous amount. She's very, very liquid right now.
Hey,
come on.
Come on.
That's good for business.
Looking to a point.
Really? Yeah, because, you know, she won't go all the way. So what is it, just first base or second base? How much do you think she's getting per John?
You know, all I know is that I think Beth Ann's doing a pretty good job of sleuthing today, and I've come back to the other side. I'm going to be a fence sitter today. I'm with Beth Ann. Colette's lying.
I would like to just point out that I've never swayed. I'm for Colette, and although Mike says that he's now for Beth Ann.
Here's the deal.
Mike's the one that introduced to this entire pile of evidence the fact that Beth Ann apparently is turning tricks on this.
Yes, of course, that was not my own thought. That was a little birdie. A little birdie with a crew cut that flew into my head.
A big fat bird.
Yes, a big fat bird named Spiewak.
Oh, okay.
But I'm for...
No good thought.
I'm 100% for the Diggs and McBride Alliance.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think they're right. I think they're absolutely right. I think they're ethical.
I think she's a liar. The guy's right. She had the $10 a year ago when she got the job. She had the $10 for fantasy football.
You didn't see her when she was living out next to the dumpster when we first started her year.
Has Colette ever lied to you, Mike? Has there ever been a day when you've come in and Colette has not said, "How is my favorite impression?" Has there ever been
every
a day
single day
when she's not, when you've not come in and she said, "Mike, make me laugh"?
I know she stands idly by as people take all of my mail. And I know that's happened for years.
In fact, she encourages people.
She encourages people. Hey, that's it. Look what Mike's got there.
Oh, see, now we're getting to some of the chewy center of why you're against Colette.
No, I never was against Colette until she, pulled that East German thing on me at the door when I didn't have my key card. You know, yeah. And incidentally, that's a protest. That key card stays at home on protest.
Good for you.
And I won't have to worry. I don't want to put anybody on, you know, alert here, but I won't have to worry about coming in the front door. I have different ways of getting into the building.
Hello?
All right, MacGyver.
Hello?
Hi, everybody.
Hi there.
I just want you to know that I have proof positive that what she's wearing is a replacement key, but until something happens that Tony Diggs is doing right now, I can't. Well, and I do want to pay her $10 replacement fee because I outed her. But I love her, but until she admits it, I'm not going to pay it.
But you're not broke.
I was when I first got here.
No, relative.
Okay. But since you worked here now,
and
you
really you've got it. How many new clothes have you seen me wear?
Every day.
I assume that it was like Batman costumes. I assume that you had like 8 pairs of gold corduroys.
You know, like I just have one pair that I wash every other day and wear every other day.
You know, like
day.
When Batman opens his closet, it's all the same Batman suit.
Right.
He's got like 8 of them in there. No. Fantastic.
No.
Same as Superman.
They are nice pants, aren't they?
They are nice pants.
Very, very nice.
I wear them 1 week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and the next week, Tuesday and Thursday.
I'll give you a compliment, if you don't sue me for sexual harassment.
Okay.
That you look better when you wear like those black stretchy pants.
Mm-hmm.
What black stretchy pants?
I don't know. The ones you had on the other day.
Did she have black stretchy pants on the other day?
All I noticed, it was a non-corduroy day for Beth Ann McBride.
Maybe those are the corduroys if she skips a wash.
I'm kidding. That was Rob.
I know
she knows that.
That was Rob.
I also told the hooker joke, but those were both jokes.
That's right.
I support you on the Colette thing. Always have.
You'd be the worst hooker. Beth Ann would be the worst hooker in the world.
She'd be very concerned.
I disagree. Yeah. Nah, she'd actually be concerned for the Johns.
Mm-hmm. Is everything okay?
Yeah, you all right? Yeah. You know what? You didn't? Okay, you don't have to pay. How are things at home?
No, I disagree. You would not be able to maintain because of the constant level of chatter that you would hear.
She'd be enough of a professional to edit herself.
No, I don't think so.
You think I would talk a lot?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I think you'd be commenting on, you know, whatever.
No.
Your dog, your car.
No.
I don't want to see that.
No, I wouldn't be talking. I'd be doing the job.
Focusing on the work.
Exactly. I mean, my personality is very focused.
You'd be applying yourself to the task at hand.
I would.
So how many guys do you think you could, no pun intended, bang out in an hour?
I don't know.
What if I'm not talking all the way because I know you do penning to a point. But what if it was just guys coming in, you know, like to a massage parlor type setting? How many guys in an hour do you think you could handle?
I don't think I'd want to do that.
My standards
are too high for someone who really shouldn't be shooting that high.
But we're talking about you being a whore, though.
I know, but I don't want to be a whore.
I know, but we're pretending that you're a whore. If you were a whore...
Pretend someone else is a whore.
It's fun to pretend.
No, but we're talking to you, though.
You know how I'd be very competitive, and I would see what the whores around me were doing, and I'd want to do better than them.
Let's say the average guy is in there 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're at the quickie mark.
Okay.
And that means in an hour they could do,
you figure it's 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Okay.
It's between the guy getting there.
They could do six guys in an hour. How many could you do you think?
Joe in the background there?
Mm-hmm. If the average whore could do six in an hour.
Then I'd want to do 10.
Ah, there you go.
But it would just be the competitive nature.
It's that work ethic.
Mm-hmm. It is.
See, and that's, I'm afraid where you the quality would suffer.
That's what you're assuming, Don.
Don't assume.
I know, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
It
would be very businesslike.
Right.
With lots of chatter, I imagine. Just lots.
There'd be no, you know, again, you don't know. No one knows.
Ah, nobody knows somebody for knows. Sure.
11 years ago, somebody knew.
Yeah.
That guy knew.
Yep.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know. I imagine he's still alive somewhere.
That's the best way to say goodbye.
All right, B.A.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, God, who's lying? Her or Colette?
It's tough. You're running a tight courtroom, though, and it's tough for me to take you serious in your judge's uniform.
Hello.
It looks like you're about ready to throw the brats on your Packer grill.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You don't like this shirt?
It's noticeable. It's very interesting.
This is a new Packers Hawaiian shirt. And what's wrong with it?
Nothing.
What's wrong with it, Happy Gilmore? You wear the same golf shirt and pants in here every day.
I do not wear the same.
Not the same, but I mean...
And I don't wear golf shirts in here as much as I used to do now because I played golf today.
Uh-huh.
That's the only time I wear it. No, it's a very noticeable Packer logo thing. It's very Packer fan.
That's what it says, Packer fan.
Packer fan.
That's what it says.
And you look like you're ready to fire up the brats on the grill. You look like you'd be having a Packer party on a warm day at your home. And be spending some time in front of the TV watching the Packers, the rest of the time tending to those brats.
How little you know about me.
Why?
On a real Packer Sunday.
Yeah.
I would never be in
a
garb like this. I wouldn't be wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
What if it was a warm day and you were going to go for a dip afterwards? Wouldn't you wear that?
I wouldn't go for a dip during a football game.
Well, I'm misinterpreting the outfit because you didn't wear the matching shorts with it today. Because if you wore the matching shorts with it, that would be a cabana outfit right there. That would be... There's something about that shirt that has the cabana look to it.
Did you see my socks?
No.
Well,
no, I didn't.
Now check them out.
I didn't see your
check
socks.
Check them out. Stand up for a second.
Okay, all right.
Come here. Check them out.
All right.
Check them out now. You notice I got on regular, grown-up pants today. No jeans today, right? Nice hard shoes, right? Check it out.
Oh, yeah, Packer socks.
Yeah.
And I should point out green slacks, too.
Of course.
Okay. Right. Compliments for
sure. Mm. That's right.
Homo.
Besides, there are no matching shorts. Are there?
It's
a different shirt.
For the straight guy. Yeah, you have mocked my clothing before.
I'm not mocking.
I managed to live with it, Mike.
I'm not mocking it.
I live with it. Buzz, now I know what you go through.
Wear what you like, be comfortable, be proud. That's what I say.
On a regular basis.
Well, I don't think I'm making any particular statement in my outfit today, and I think Don is making a statement that you're a fan, and I think that, I wear fan clothing a lot.
Yeah.
Red Sox stuff.
I wear jerseys and stuff. Mm-hmm. But what is Buzz saying today with what he's wearing?
Hey, sailor.
Yeah. That's just the obvious punchline. I don't know. Look today is...
kind of Magnum P.I.-ish.
Yeah, he's got the double pockets with the button down.
Kind of a white safari shirt.
Like a Harrison Ford thing.
Yeah, a lot like that.
Yeah, but if you were leading a safari with that shirt on, I think the hyenas would carry you away.
I can only hope.
I think so. Hello there, are you there? Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hello, hi.
Radio God.
Howdy.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you so much for your streams.
Oh, listen, don't thank for the stream. Don't thank us for the stream yet. It's not there yet.
But when
it starts, drink it in.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
When it's there, open wide.
And I just want to put my vote in for Beth Ann. I love her, so I'm backing her.
Okay, thank you, my friend. I don't think she goes that way, though. Yeah. And I just think, Bethner. I think that's an area that Beth and I probably agree on. You know, exit entry.
Have we ever asked?
We will. Hello, Don and Mike.
When the time comes.
Hello. Like right after whatever this call's about. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Eric from Baltimore. How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I went to Duke's show today. I called them up a couple times. Got on the air, but they dumped me every single time.
All right, that's cool.
Kinds of people.
That's cool. They're being good boys.
They're being nice.
Yeah. Oh, shut their goddamn mouths. They open their mouths again. We'll start up, and this time we'll do it, really all full-blown,
mm-hmm.
the whole way.
Is the war on hiatus?
Yeah, here's the thing. The war is banned for, I don't know how long, 3 or 4 months.
It's been going on forever, yeah.
Yeah, so we finally addressed it yesterday and said it's got to come to an end with these jerks. And so they shut up today. I mean, what kind of war is that? That's like...
No shots fired.
That's the Gulf War.
That's a war where we, brought a battleship into the bay and, we're ready and...
That's it.
We'll see what happens.
Come on.
That's it. Now it's like double secret probation.
That's right. Yeah, we got to keep an eye on him now. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
What was that sound effect? What was that?
Was that in the background?
What was that? I was a truck horn.
Didn't you think it was
your
like
timing is so bad with your horn?
You know what I thought it was? It was like an outer space sound, like a wah, 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 wah.
All right, we'll be quiet. Hit the horn again.
Wow, that's a hell of a horn.
Impressive.
Horny, homo. Okay, Mike, you are 100% correct about Buzz. Not Buzz, Bethann, sorry.
Bethann?
Because on your card that you get from Tony Diggs, whoever gave them out to you,
yes,
there's numbers on the back, and they have to write them down for every employee that they get. And if she lost her, she's issued out another one, and that's already written down to number two. So Colette is lying. Don, you blew it. Have a nice day, man.
Bethann's here again.
Thank you for the extra honk, my friend. Yeah, yes, hi, BA.
I already went back to Tony. I said I need that list. And I'm going to have Don call her and read the number of the card she's wearing now, which will positively prove
that too.
That Colette, who I adore, is not telling the truth.
Impossible.
Okay, and then
this is really occupying your whole afternoon.
What's the status on that, BA?
Every computer that the list is on is being replaced by the new computer for the streaming.
Ah, the stream.
Yeah.
Everybody's dedicated
and
to the stream.
And now she knows my plan.
Well, we found out so much about you in this opening segment.
Yeah, that's nice.
About you hooking. In theory, if you would hook.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be a good one. Hello, Don and Mike show. You'd be official. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, goodbye.
Hello.
Just do what you always do. Throw the headphones down and just walk out without saying goodbye. That's okay. I'm used to that treatment.
Bye, Bethann.
You forgot I've been married for 24 years. I'm very used to walking out of a room just thinking, oh, bitch.
Oh, so long.
Didn't mean that, Bethann. You're not a bitch.
Not at all.
No.
You're wonderful. You're a wonderful bitch.
Bye, Bethann.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
She's not a bitch.
Hello?
Yeah, what's the matter?
This is Matt.
She's a B-I-T.
Hey, Matt called. I guess Matt wanted to say something about
it. She's a bitch in training. She's not worked here long enough yet. She doesn't hate us enough yet.
This is Matt from engineering.
Oh, Matt the engineer. Hi, Matt.
Matt, is everything doing okay?
No.
Why? What's
what happened
wrong
this time, man?
Why does Bethann have to pick on Colette?
Oh, come on. Don't let that. Is that upsetting you?
Yeah.
How's your pillow, Matt?
My pillow is soaked.
I wish the guy who's Matt's pillow would call in. That's the guy I really like. Calling in. Hey, hi, this is Matt's pillow. Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes. Hi, you are. Hey. Hold on, let me do the thing. You are. There you go. On the air. Hi.
I'm Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, look. This thing with Tony Diggs and everybody. She made him cry. He's going to do whatever she wants.
No, wrong engineer.
Yeah,
wrong.
Tony never cried.
She made...
I probably apologize.
She made Matt the guy that works underneath
now,
Tony.
Sir, stop yelling.
Calm down.
You're yelling and it makes it tough to process information.
Tony is the chief engineer. Matt works underneath him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry to yell I'm hard.
And that's a Jerry gig, too.
Isn't that the tone when somebody doesn't know it but pretends they do?
Exactly.
You know? And you were 20 minutes late.
Hazardous duty pay. Why do you get the extra in your check? I worked under Tony.
That's right. Absolutely.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah. Hi.
I think BA is lying again because she is definitely an overachiever. And I think with FTP, she could do eight.
We can do that to a point now.
That's right.
STP.
I didn't know that had an abbreviation.
I always thought it was that dumb motor oil thing.
Well, you can use the motor oil.
Yeah, you might need to.
It's the lube.
Well, we had to delay that.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Send him three pieces of Tupperware.
Hello. Don and on Mike's show. Sign him up for our special
Don
listeners
and Mike.
Club. Hello. Yeah, hi.
Hey, I just want to know if Beth Ann's a giving hooker.
I believe.
Of course she would.
She would be to a point.
Yeah.
To a point.
Yeah, giving to a point.
I think Colette would be a good hooker as well. I think,
well, you know, as I always say, why get one sexual harassment lawsuit when we can get two?
In theory.
Absolutely. Did you boys see the videotape? Yes, sir. Did you, in fact, say to employees that they'd be good hookers? Yes, sir.
Why do you always got to think like that?
I'm sorry. You know me. It's that amateur lawyer at the back of my brain. What else did you say? Well, we were talking about a preference in a back area.
Oh, thanks. I forgot.
Yep.
I swear to God I forgot, Mike. I swear to God I forgot. But I'll bet you she's with me.
Hello?
Okay.
I plead the fifth.
Oh, no. Oh.
She doesn't want to answer.
Well, that means...
Oh, that means yes. That always means yes.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does, because...
I've drawn the line. You've reached the point.
Okay, now listen. No, it's very simple, Beth Ann. Either you are...
I don't. Like, what are you doing? Spinning this? No.
Either you are pro...
Booty, 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 booty,
either,
booty. Booty, booty, booty.
Either you are pro or con.
In the sand right there.
Yeah.
Pro or con, and the fact that you won't answer tells me it's pro.
Whatever you want to
believe. There's
and
nothing...
you believe Colette is wearing her original card. Line is in the sand. Line is in the sand.
But why wouldn't you, no pun intended, just come clean about this? This
sure.
is the most intimate question.
You
I'll tell
see her
you.
Practicing at the front desk her lie. This is my original card. Line is in the sand. Line is in the sand.
Line is in the sand.
It was been fun talking to you guys.
Hey, thanks a lot, Beth.
You're welcome.
Can I ask you one question?
Let me know where the line is.
Yeah. Did it hurt?
No,
stop it.
I think it would be stricken from the record or whatever they would say in a court of law.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. I never knew that about you. I would have pictured you to be on my team on that one.
Lying is in the sand.
Since we're talking about lying, I think Don's always been lying about that.
Yeah.
He does protest us too much.
Oh, without more than anything else.
Listen, I'm simply a right-thinking American who brings this to the attention when the topic comes up.
Right.
And like
right.
I said, I had forgotten, Mike, you reminded me to ask her, so there's the answer.
This is true.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Back in, Mike.
Yes, that exit is open.
Oh, God.
Thank you, B.A.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. You know.
What?
You never can tell which is the sweetest nectar until you try all of them.
That's right. Haven't you ever picked up a piece of fruit and smelled it and just said, it smells rotten?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Sometimes a piece of fruit may look like it's going to smell horrible, when in fact it smells great.
Name one. Name one fruit. Name one fruit that looks horrible. And then you open it up and it smells great.
I've seen several pieces of fruit like that. They grow near daisies.
Oh.
Having fun with this one, Buzz?
I love this. Buzz, I love this. Yeah, of course he does. Of course he does. That's his land.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, that's like Buzz's Valley.
It's all my land.
Buzz's back 40.
It's my kingdom. Nothing wrong with that kingdom, Buzz. My domain. Nothing wrong with that kingdom. Yeah.
You've been a rodeo clown back there, haven't you, Buzz? You've done that before.
It's not my first time at the rodeo.
I know. Giddy up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, come on, little doggies.
Yeah, remember this now. That's your one-way ticket to hell. That's your one-way ticket to hell.
Thank you, Father.
Two things.
Thank you, Father.
Suicide and that.
Yeah. And that.
One-way ticket to hell. Everything else, you know, you got to pass.
Yeah.
You got to pass.
Murder?
Yeah, to a point. It just depends on the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes murder's good, Mike.
Yeah, so sometimes you just have to.
Yeah. And sometimes they just won't listen.
It just has to be done.
Then what do? Oh, you got to take a break, because look at Jesus Christ.
Look at the time.
Speaking of what we had on the show yesterday, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, man, you gotta get your kid on or your groove on. You can't get both on at the same time. A bunch of girls like, you don't need no... Yeah, you can do it without a man, but that don't mean it's to be done. You can drive a car with your feet if you want to. Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show. They love wings and the women who wear them.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is not Herb Albert.
It sounded exactly like that album he played when he was on the show.
This is Funky Nassau.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Back when I was a kid, it's the thing they were singing. Hold on. The name of the song is
Funky Nassau.
The beat. F-N a-hole. I mean, listen to it. I mean, when I was a kid, when this song was out, a lot of people thought that's what he's saying.
Nassau's gone funky.
Gone funky.
Nassau's gone so. We've got a doggone beat now.
Uh-huh.
We're going to call our very own.
Funky Nassau.
Right.
I guess you gotta wait till they get to the hook here.
Worth it.
Where you hear where all the kids. You ever hear that buzz? You were alive when this song was out.
I was, but I didn't hear it quite that way.
He had trouble hearing back in those days because you were
so cold.
Actually,
I heard the real lyrics.
Now, when is he gonna sing it here? Okay. We used to sit around and just go, oh, this is such a dirty song. I guess it's the end when he's going, funky Nassau, that it really sounds dirty. Well, I guess now we just have to wait for it to happen.
He just seems to be chatting now. Right now we're listening to the drummer. Here we go.
Now Rob's doing the thing. He's playing fast.
Oh, wait, are we on a drum solo? Okay.
All right. Funky Nassau. Me and my friends all the time.
I can understand.
I always thought it was about the space program. NASA.
Oh, funky NASA. Okay, good joke.
I like this.
Makes me feel like I want to go to the islands, man.
Oh, yeah. S-N-A-O. Oh, the grand old days.
It's great when you can misinterpret a lyric and have that much fun with it.
Mike, you know, if you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com,
you've got a fine store there.
There you go. Hey, they tell me that the mugs have a run.
Scary, eerie coffee mug?
Yes. I'll have one tomorrow to show you.
Good.
But here's a gratuitous plug that the coffee mugs are up on our website.
Very available. Good.
Also, we are not like Bill O'Reilly. None of the money that we get from selling this crap goes to charity.
No.
It goes right in our pocket.
Right.
And third, I got an email, electronic mail, from my buddy that works with the Arizona Cardinals. Because a couple of weeks ago, we pulled up their website. They were talking about the guy had to hit me with the fact they changed the uniforms.
Right.
And we went and looked.
You were talking about Pat Tillman.
The Pat Tillman jersey was up. Well, coincidence or something said here or elsewhere, the Arizona Cardinals have now changed that. If you go to their website and it says, yeah, you can buy the Pat Tillman jersey. and all the proceeds go to the Pat Tillman Foundation.
There you go. Well, now it's fine. Sell as many as they want.
Yeah. So they've changed that.
Mm-hmm.
When we were talking to Colette about the problems with the security card,
yes.
Buzz cracks me up because he just loves screwing with a man.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Buzz and I are coming back from the bathroom. You know, we've all got the same times. Yeah, because it's a sexual thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's what it is, Rob. It's totally sexual.
On the same cycle.
That we can all only go to the bathroom at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were coming back through the new high-tech security, I pulled out my card and I said, please let me.
Right.
Beep. And we got in. Then we got to the second door, and Buzz said, I got this one. Mm-hmm. And he went, beep. And I walked past. And then he stood there, and about 15 times, just went, beep, 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 because it's going to show up on some report today, because they track us, how many times we enter and leave. And they're going to get for Buzz yesterday that, like, during the show, he left 45 times.
That's great.
Some people will do anything to get noticed. And I, since they're keeping track of what I'm coming and going, I want it to really stand out on the print.
Were you looking up and smiling at the video camera when you did that? You know, when you hit it 45 times, just grin at the camera as you're doing it?
No, I was not smiling.
Good.
I was perhaps gesturing.
Good.
Yeah, wonderful. Love those cameras.
Everybody loves the new system.
How much do you love them, Bud?
Oh, man, they're great. Well, it's as you can see, it's an unbeatable security system. There's no way around it. It's impenetrable.
Did you look at it today?
Yeah, I noticed, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to mention that.
That tripod swings both ways.
Last night, we were leaving the building. I was commenting to Buzz. I said, that's a funny goof that you did that swipe thing with your card.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz said to me that he knows that there's a certain amount of cameras that they put in the building.
Right.
Now, and that some of them are 13.
13 cameras.
Some of them are hidden and some of them are not.
Right.
Buzz said to me when we got down to the garage, he said, there's a safe spot right between and it turns out the safe spot between those cameras in the garage is by the sex room downstairs by the electrical room.
Yeah, it's a dead spot.
Then Buzz says to me, and this is so unbuzzish, but it's great. It's like Buzz being a juvie. He says,
a hood.
He says, the security sucks so bad. Watch what I'm going to do. And on each side of the walls in our garage downstairs, it's 100 yards apart. We have one camera.
Yeah, they got two cameras that are very noticeable cameras.
And they're both pointing at other directions. They're showing you different spots of the garage.
Right.
Buzz went over and turned one to the left. And then I'm going to turn the other one to the right. So the two cameras were simply staring at each other.
Well, I figure since they're so, well, since they could perhaps be removed, somebody ought to be watching the cameras.
Right.
So I thought I ought to be helping out there.
Well, you didn't get a visit in the middle of the night by a couple of guys in suits?
No, not yet. All right.
No, and I noticed today, I was laughing about it today when I pulled in today. And someone's moved them back.
Well, you know, mighty wind comes along. They might move again.
A mighty wind.
Buzz. The rebel Buzz.
Thank you. It's great to be back. Well, it's silly. They've spent all this money on the security system, and it's not like it's foolproof. You know, they spent tons of money on this when we really need is...
Security or is it employee monitoring?
Well, yeah, that too. What we really need is good broadcast equipment, but no, we spend tens of thousands of dollars on this security camera that any monkey can move. Mm-hmm. I proved it.
You know, the only thing that would have made it better with you is if you had like the burglar's outfit on. You know,
next time.
Dressed all in black.
Just like Belushi in the Animal House.
Yeah, with a black ski mask. You'd have to do the same walk like Belushi did. You know.
Sure. Tiptoe.
He was so meticulous. Like, watch now. They can't see from this angle. See, I'm going to turn this one. I'm going, what the hell are you doing? I want to get in my car and go home. He goes, wait, hold on. I got to go over here to the other one where they're not going to see me. Turn around, look down, look. They're looking at each other.
You guys are aware the majority of the cameras are really not for parking lots or stairwells or any place where that might be a real security concern.
Right.
Therefore, monitoring the employees in the back room.
Yeah.
They are shooting down every hallway.
There are 11 cameras for that.
Yeah. 11 cameras, like, back where the salespeople are.
Yeah, keep thinking that.
It's pretty amazing.
Keep thinking that they're not watching us. Keep thinking that they don't want to know.
I mean, they might be watching us also, but have you been to the monitor room?
No, I have not. I've not been invited to the master control.
I'll show you down the master control. It's pretty fascinating.
Quite a show.
You get a view of what they want to look at, and what they seem to want to look at is... Really?
Yeah.
Who's using the copying machine?
I say let's give them some videotape to remember.
Hold on a second. You are really on to something with this. I think that this is not about keeping...
It's not.
Of course not.
This is going to corporate. This is where it goes.
It's all Big Brother.
Right. This is not for... This doesn't go to a security company.
See, this way, when employee morale reaches a point that a riot breaks out, it'll all be captured on video.
They'll have it all, but it does not go to a professional security company.
Hold on. You're telling me if somebody who shall go nameless right now, but I know is just... a great guy with a heart of gold who would do anything for anybody, and no matter what Mike says, is a pretty sharp dresser. But say to this person, how long this camera's been up?
A couple weeks.
Let's say that last week they helped themselves to, I don't know, let's be conservative, maybe 6 reams of paper.
Yeah.
And roughly 1,000 index cards.
Right.
Do you think that person... might be seen on a camera that maybe that person didn't know it was there.
You did it last week?
Mike, not me.
I mean, it was done last week?
Somebody else.
Let me ask this. Was the person who was taking the paper taking it for the radio station, for the show?
No. Oh, I was just going to open it up on the way home and just throw one sheet at a time.
Just as your little protest.
Just to waste station's money. No.
Here's the deal.
That's exactly why.
I'm amazed at when I hear there are 13 cameras, how many I'm able to find and how many I can't find.
Well, right.
There are many that you can't find.
Mm-hmm. You know, I thought it was for security. I didn't know it was to keep track of who's coming and going, who's using the copy machine. If that's the case, they got the video of me stealing the paper, which incidentally, I believe is a right. Of anybody that works in an office environment, you're allowed to take those supplies home. Don't let them tell you that.
Free and easy. That's what it is.
You're allowed to.
Free and easy.
If I gotta start wearing my Silent Bob overcoat in, I'll do it to get my goddamn paper. And then Beth Ann came to me a couple of weeks ago. You know, Beth Ann the lying whore.
Oh, my God.
He means that in a nice way.
I'm kidding because she is so not that. Did I tell you this discussion she said to me about, she said something about office supplies. Oh, I know what it was. That there was some come on that a client had where everybody that works for CBS got this card for 15% off a purchase at one of the...
Oh, at an office supply store.
One of these mega stores. And I said to her, I don't need that. When I need office supplies, I just take them. And she said to me... You steal? No, it's just part of the job. Yeah. It comes with the job. She's, oh, never. She would never steal. But, I mean, I continue to. Mm-hmm.
Well, now we'll have to really find out where the cameras are.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's see if they got me.
I don't think there's one in here.
I mean, got my
Not
friend.
Not yet, that we know of.
Got the person that took the paper.
They might be putting one in here.
I was thinking about this today, just because it doesn't show up on the monitor, does that mean the camera doesn't exist, or is it somewhere else?
Because there are a couple of those blank monitor screens.
Way to make us paranoid.
You think they got them in the bathrooms?
Not yet, but soon.
Not the ones that they monitor openly.
Would you love to see...
Everybody.
Would you love to see? I mean, and this goes beyond, you know, male, female. I mean, I don't care. Give me 2 or 3 hours in either bathroom. Mm-hmm. Just let me, and I don't even need to see the people doing what they're doing.
Right.
Just let me see them afterwards.
Or the faces.
Like zoom in?
Mm-hmm.
What the stuff is?
No. What I'm saying is after...
An overhead shot.
After someone gets done. Right. Let me see them get done.
I can see we're all in front of those monitors going, I knew Paul Gorgie didn't flush.
No, I mean, we're thinking as far as, let's see who really washes their hands, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see who really washes their hands.
Sure.
Let's see who's the person that's got the bladder problem.
That's in there all day. Or who's the person that brings the library in there? Guilty.
Yeah, Mike's gone in there with 2 newspapers.
It's so embarrassing that I walk by the front desk, especially when it's somebody you don't know, somebody's a temp or something like that. It's like, how are you going to the bathroom? You have 2 newspapers.
How about it? And I know we talk about the beautiful women that work here, but what about when it's one of the occasions when one of the real hot women that works here is
there? That's always. Inevitably, either there'll be a hot visitor or a hot woman or somebody good-looking that works for the radio station, and I'll walk by with newspapers in my hand. You know, hey, how you doing? Yes, I am. I'm going to sit on the commode for 1/2 an hour for that entire time.
Has it ever happened to you, the girl with the pixie haircut? What's her name? The one that works upstairs?
Meredith? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's doing that.
And then the other temporary, the young girl.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name?
Mocha.
Shayla?
Yeah.
She's not with us anymore. I think she was here for an internship.
Oh, that was just,
that.
She was just there like...
That's concluded. Friday was, I believe, her last day.
I think just last... Yeah, just last week.
Yeah.
She's got... But did she
caught me twice.
Did she see you with the papers,
too? Yeah, she doesn't say anything, but looks at you like, oh, going to make steak?
And that's right.
Yeah. Going to make stinky. I'll be back a little bit.
I'll be back in a half hour.
Yeah, I got plenty of reading material here. It relaxes and centers.
Hold my calls. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I know where the other cameras are.
Where?
There, do you guys have those electronic urinals?
No.
No, we do not.
All right.
Oh, because they could be right there. It's not just laser. That's a camera.
Oh, yeah. No. Who wants that
show? How boring a show is that, though? Until the very end when you got to dance around a little bit.
Still, I don't want
some more than others.
I don't want to see that.
No.
I'd just be more interested, like Buzz was describing, my view really was an overhead shot where you'd, like, see Paul Gorgie sitting down. Then you would see him doing whatever he's doing when he's done. Then... get up, put himself together,
right,
and then go to the mirror and make the decision, you know, to wash or not to wash.
What if you saw Paul Gorgie in there and he walked up to the mirror and then you saw him, like, morph into a rat and run out of the room?
I wouldn't be surprised. And I think it would be fascinating, as always, to get the videotape in the ladies' room, because the women's room is always a different experience than the men's,
sure,
than the men's room. And... women have different rituals, you know, Mike.
Women have many, many different rituals.
They have machines in there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really, vending machines that sell products.
Well, they require a lot more stuff than we do.
We don't get those products.
We really do.
Why'd
used
write,
to be machines.
Why'd you write that?
We're talking about people seeing people in the bathroom. I think it would be fascinating.
Hold on.
Yeah.
That's the guy that you would most like to see in the bathroom?
But I... hold on a second.
Mike's writing down a name for me. Yeah. Somebody works here.
I'm sorry, I'm doing a private show here. I apologize. I should be more responsible than that.
I don't know. You know,
who would you? I'm trying to think the most, if you had one person that you wanted to see.
Oh,
he's writing it down.
Don didn't hesitate
one
a moment.
One person you want to see in the bathroom.
You know, my wife bought me this book, Blink. And the reason she bought it for me, I found it to be a fascinating book, because it's a book that describes people who can make decisions right or wrong.
Uh-huh.
They just have the ability, as soon as something happens, to go, okay, I'm going to do this. And they don't look back.
Right.
And that's kind of how I am. And I found it very interesting. Much like, you know, I didn't have to think. My first answer, right or wrong, I know it's the right one.
Right.
That's the person. That's not a comedic answer, Mike.
No, not at all.
I mean, although I would get some big laughs. Can you see?
I can't make out the handwriting. And normally I can.
Although, there you go. Can you see?
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
It's a last name.
Okay.
It's a last name.
Sorry.
Hold on. You don't know this?
Here's what I'm seeing.
He doesn't know that.
Here are the letters I think I'm seeing.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. It's happened.
It's happened. He can't see this.
There are three layers.
First faculty to lose.
There are three layers of glass between us.
Okay,
the light in this room is brighter than it is in that room.
Here we go.
All right, hold up. Write something
here
down.
Here you go. Here you go, Buzz.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
You got it this time?
Yes, I do.
Write something down. Put it in the back of your room, and I'll see. Write it small.
Would you or would you not want to watch a videotape of this person doing whatever they do? Oh, hold on. He's
writing.
He's concentrating on the job you've given him.
We're having a vision experiment here. All right.
All right. Yeah, Rob's got a good one.
Don't you think?
Yeah. He'd be Colette.
Yeah. Okay.
He'd be as good as she would be.
Yeah.
See, I've got young eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got young.
Almost five years, right?
Tony. I've got you. Now I'm doing what he does.
You
put it in front of me.
You should have done
you're
that.
Putting things.
That was Rob's choice for the bathroom camera.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
I just said it.
Now we know Buzz's choice and Rob's choice.
Well, that was actually just a vision test.
Oh, a vision
test. That wasn't my request.
Colette is not your choice for the hidden bathroom camera,
well,
which incidentally would be a great show hosted by Tom Bergeron.
I hate Tom Bergeron.
So do I.
I really Tom Bergeron is somebody I'd like to see get hit by lightning.
But do you know that piece of crap show is such a workhorse, they keep trying to cancel it, and it keeps getting ratings, and I believe this year...
Which one is his video show?
Yes. I believe that that's coming back now for its 18th ridiculous season.
Wow. And Tom Bergeron is the kind of guy, the kind of asshat, that not only, you know, not only delivers those lines, but just exists in that world. He'd be the kind of guy, I think, that would be like that off camera, too. I'll be like, oh, really? What a lovely day this is. Well, hello. Yes, siree. Well, hi, little lady. How are you? I'm Tom Bergeron.
I'm just going to go down. We have to take a break. I'm going to go down this employee list and just give first names.
All right.
And just think about this for the bathroom conference.
Do you have the camera in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm. We're going to go alphabetically by first name.
Okay. All right.
Andrew.
No.
Beth Ann.
Yes.
Giant Brian.
Yes.
Cameron.
No.
Carl.
Carl?
Colette.
Wait, no. Carl.
Still thinking Carl about Farley. Carl.
Oh, yes.
I'm trying to keep last names out of this, though.
All right.
Colette.
Yes.
David. David Howard.
No.
Don.
Yes.
Homo.
With an asterisk.
Jag.
No.
Really? You don't think he'd...
Oh, maybe to see if there are different customs.
You want to see if this flying carpet had anything to do with this?
Yeah, so put him down for a yes. Besides the left-handed.
Oh, I want to tell you.
See if he took it off?
Yeah, no. Maybe take it off. Can I just tell you, we're going to enter into some dangerous territory here, Mrs. Spicola, when we get to the letter J.
All right.
Jeff.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Joan.
What?
I heard you.
John.
No.
Jonathan.
No.
Julie.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Lewis.
No.
This is going to be hard to avoid. Everything knows this is Madonna.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Matt.
No.
Megan.
Yes.
Meredith.
Yes.
Michael.
No.
Michael.
No.
Michelle.
Yes. Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike.
How many mics do we have over here?
Three.
All yes.
Paul.
No.
Robbie.
Yes.
Ryan.
No.
Shondell.
Yes.
Steve.
No.
Tim.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's just curiosity.
Mm-hmm. May I do the same list? I was just concentrating on... Did you keep track, Buzz?
Yeah, I think I got the same ones. There were a couple you skipped, you know, people we know that you skipped.
Okay.
Like Joe Ardinger would be one that you skipped.
That's a no.
Ask about him.
Joe's not on my list over here.
Though. Oh.
He's not on my employee list.
Well. I would have said yes to Steve Johnson.
Okay, I just see him right now. Let me see.
Okay, me too. Yeah, that was an oversight on my part.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, yes. Beth Ann, yes. Giant Brian, yes. Cameron, no. Carl, no. Chris. Yeah. Colette, yeah. David, no. Don, well, get a mirror.
Yeah.
Jag, yes. Jeff, yes. Jeff, yes. Joan, yes. John, no. John, yes. Jonathan, no. Julie, yes. Larry, oh, yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Lewis, no. Madonna, all day.
1,000 times, yes.
All day and 8 times on Sunday. Matt, yes.
Oh.
Megan, yes. Meredith, yes. Michael, no. Michael Hughes, yes.
E.
I want to see if he sits.
E.
Michelle. No. I hope she's not put off by that.
I wouldn't want to watch
a videotape of a security videotape.
It's
of
probably
her
mutual
in the bathroom
to watch.
Mike, no. Mike, yes. Mike, no. You won't know which is which.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, I will. Paul, no. Robbie, and you should know that's not Spiewak.
Thank you.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, no. Shondell, sure. Steve, absolutely. I'd like a camera on Steve Johnson 24 hours a day.
Yeah, following his every move. Yeah.
Tim, no. Tony, yes.
There it is.
There's the list.
What do we got, Buzz?
The only ones you missed were Timmy O'Bibene. Neither one of you voted on Timmy.
Oh, he's not on my list.
Yeah,
here.
No, no for me. No, and
yes.
Yes.
Ah, yes. Who did Mike and I agree on, Buzz?
Oh, I didn't keep track. But
I thought you were.
You matched up pretty well.
But who we'd want to see?
Pretty much the same.
Hey, you know we'd be in that monitor room enjoying ourselves for the whole show.
Mm-hmm. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, just wondering, what is the selection criteria for the bathroom viewing?
It's a lot of things.
It's purely subjective.
It's a lot of things. Would you want to watch the person doing what they're doing? Would you like to, or in my case, would you like to see the hygiene afterwards, or lack thereof?
Yeah, it's just a curiosity thing more than anything else.
And why would one be more curious about one's hygiene than another's?
Because these are people we work with. Some people are funnier than others. I think the two main criteria would be either beauty or entertainment value.
For hygiene, the assumption would be that if you wanted to see them, then you were concerned that they were indeed not washing.
Now you are putting words in our mouth, you are a troublemaker.
Now stop that. The criteria is simply, would we like to see these coworkers in the security camera in the bathroom?
May I ask you a question?
You're simply answering.
Absolutely.
Fine caller, my question would be this. Why is thou so fascinated?
Well, actually, I was just wishing that I could be on that list, and I too want to see Johnson in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Some people get excited with anything involving that area.
Bye-bye.
It's
Hello.
Hard to explain, but I think it boils down to it has to satisfy some sort of curiosity.
Right. Rob, that's it. That's a generic statement, and that covers the whole thing.
Don and Mike show. So erotics has nothing to do with it?
Oh, sure.
Erotic has a lot to do with
erotic curiosity.
Curiosity, sure.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Right.
Hello, Donovan.
And that's just for the ladies.
Hello.
Steve.
Hi there.
Alan Linewand or Robert the Mailman.
Hold on. Who was that?
Would you want to see Alan Linewand or Robert the Mailman?
The old general manager, Alan?
Oh, now it's become a who would you do?
Mm-hmm. Or Robert. I wouldn't want to see Robert the Mailman. I believe, really, we've gotten as close to that as we could.
We've seen everything that his doctor sees.
Yeah.
So
I'd like to erase that tape if we could.
And, you know, on second thought, I would like to see Robert the Mailman.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? What? What do you mean, like, what he's got?
It's that same
you know what,
kind
I,
of.
What would you like to do with Alan, though? Well, you write that. Or what are you writing down?
Nothing. I was just doodling.
Oh, I thought you.
Don't you think with Alan, you might be looking at one square at a time?
With Alan, what I'd love to do is as he was standing up,
yes.
I'd love to, like, from the ceiling where the hidden camera is, just drop a penny on the floor.
Better, then drop it in the toilet. See, then you really present him with a quandary.
You cruel bastard.
Now I'm laughing. Now we've got a hit TV show.
Yeah, a lot of people are, to see
okay,
what would happen.
Mike just wrote down why he wanted to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, I was looking for Pat Goss.
Right. Well, what can I do for you? Hold on. You can't, dude, you're on the radio. Hold on a second.
Man, it was too short notice. I couldn't get that ramped up.
Mm-hmm. And now we've got that guy that calls in. I'd watch him in the bathroom cams.
Yeah, I would too.
Pat Goss?
Absolutely.
How about Bonnie?
Before Pat.
Uh-huh.
See if those B&E products are making everything A-OK.
B&G.
BG,
actually.
BG.
BG
product.
BG.
You better read your manual.
Well, who knows? Who knows if they've got cameras in the bathrooms or not? Hmm. I think they should. I think it'd be good for morale. I think the next ratings party, they should just pull out a blooper reel.
Yeah,
say,
absolutely.
Hey, how about so this, everybody?
Take a look at these.
What do you think of this? God, we got to do this. We are so late. We will be. We are so late. We might be pregnant. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I know that guy from Meet the Press. I think. Let me go.
How about my hair?
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Oh. Huh. Yeah, wait a minute. Excuse me, sir.
Are you Thank you.
Excuse me. Are you Tim from Meet the Press?
How are you, sir? Yes, I get to see you.
I'm Ronnie. I seen Meet the Press a couple of times.
You ever see Face the Nation? Bob Schieffer's right here.
Oh, Bob Schieffer from CBS.
Much better.
Hey, Bob. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Hi. I seen you on CBS.
We're going to be going on air in 1 minute.
Oh. All right. Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they are not real radio personalities.
Thank you.
Okay, gotcha.
Thank you.
Here with a lovely radio bouquet for ye, Don and Mike.
Right, right.
Thank you.
Who was that?
That was your wife.
Really?
Yes.
Call back.
Sounded like Lenny.
You're out there.
That sounds like Lenny Kravitz to me.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, the phone.
Oh.
The light went off.
Didn't realize there was a call.
And we were coming back on the break. Didn't you see the bright light go off that indicates...
Yeah, the eyes.
She's home if you want to call her back.
She's... Well, I'll call her then. Hold on, let me call her. I'll do that. Because I want to ask her something. Have we talked about 24 yet today?
No.
Great episode last night. I do want to try to give my wife a little credit here. But she's trying. She's really trying.
It's fun to have fun. And the show is fun. So who doesn't like the show?
And who doesn't like fun?
Exactly.
Hi, baby.
Hi, sweetie.
So, last night on 24, we've not even talked about it yet, about what a great episode it was. I just want to give you some props here, because I love the fact that you tried to be sarcastic and caustic and make fun of things, like, you know, the way I love to, as we watch the episode.
I tried, and I wasn't doing that for you. I mean, that show really is, although I enjoy watching it, I enjoy it even more when it's ridiculous like it was last night.
Haven't you mocked it for quite some time, Frieda?
But last night was not just the mocking where she was saying, like, it's unbelievable. Last night was, like, the type of over-the-top cruel stuff that Rob,
were there comments about Chloe and Edgar?
Lots of comments about Chloe. Lots of comments about Chloe's face.
Chloe needs the Botox bad.
Because that's all she does is frown.
And yes, she needs to smile.
I thought it was great. And had you gone to the other room to get a snack or whatever when the end of Raymond came on? Were you in the room when that was on, honey?
I watched a little of it in my room. I don't think I was with you when I just watched a little of it because it was
the worst.
You know, it's just such a giant deal that this television show that's been on the air, 9 years, is going off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And nobody's going to blink when you guys leave after 20-something years.
You know, it's funny the way they did it. The only thing I watched was the pre-show before the episode came on. And it was I was thinking the exact same thing. They are making such a big deal. 9 years, and Patty doesn't have her voice for the finale episode. They're going to have to come back it again.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was on at 8 last night, right?
That's
what you were watching, honey. I didn't want to watch that.
And when they called, and I was in the room with you when they said, the great Patty Heaton.
Yes. The great Patty Heaton. And Patty Heaton comes out when they have to cancel the finale, and they've got the audience there, and she comes out, and she's so overcome that she can only run out, and then she's just breaking down, and she has to run off the set again. Well, it's just, give me a break.
I guess
it was so, you know, really, it was so actors.
Here's the end. What are you doing, Buzz?
I'm doing what Patty Heaton was doing last night in the show, making that prayer sign with your hands in front of your face.
Same sign that Michael Jackson makes to his fans.
Right.
So I guess you had gone
thinking
out there
you're a deity
to get whatever, your green tea or whatever, during the commercial in 24. And this was when the last episode of Raymond, not the preamble stuff, the last real episode was on. Mm-hmm. And I had read the propaganda saying that it was just going to be a regular show.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was with you then. When they were telling each other that, they guessed they really liked each other.
Yeah, and it was just the most... I'm glad you were there. The most retarded... I guess Ray had problems telling his TV wife that he loved her, so he stood at the end of the bed and made, like, hand movements like, my heart filled with love for you. And then he turned around to her and she's laying on the bed and supposed to look like a vixen, you know, and, and he says, you really like me, don't you? And she goes, oh, come here, tiger. Like, you know, we've done this show for 9 years, and all you really want to do is get you know, in my legs, and here I am. And it ended with them dry humping, and it was just...
I think TV shows do make a little bit too much of it. They really do.
Yuck. But I loved your comments last night during 24. And I'm going to hurt Rob's feelings, but I'm going to say that Rob's calls last night were an intrusion.
Oh, my God.
On our time together, darling.
Wow.
Plan is working.
Wow.
I think, I don't know if you noticed or not, I kind of blew him off last night when he called.
I'm working to get my husband back.
Oh, good for you, Fred. Now, Rob, what do you have to say?
He called a couple of times and he got short shafted.
Yeah. I now know there is yet another household that I am not welcome in. There is, of course, my own.
That's one.
And then there's yours.
Yeah.
And everyone else's.
You just step back, sister. I've put away tougher projects before. And I can do it again.
No. Here's the acid test. Tonight, it's American Idol night.
Yes.
There's only three of them, which means they can only spend tops 20 minutes singing with the three people.
Right.
So it's going to be all filler. There's no way you'll watch that.
No, I'm afraid I'm
going to
have to let Rob win this one.
Yeah.
That's rough.
There you go. Anyway,
tonight is Carrie Underwood's breakout night.
Thank you for what?
I thought tonight was Carrie Spiewak's breakout night.
Thank you. Every night.
No, I've seen him tie those ropes.
Oh, okay. Every night, Carrie tries to break out.
Carrie Spiewak broken night.
Oh, dear. Anyway, you're funny watching that show. 24. And then one thing about Everybody Loves Raymond as well. Here's my only thing. How long is it going to take that goddamn missile? They launched the missile at the end of last week's episode. It's an hour real time.
Well, they said 3 hours. The missile can stay in the air. If it goes to its furthest point, it can stay in the air for 3 hours.
Wow. Well, it just seems to me that the missile should have gone up and come down.
Where do you think the missile's aimed at? It's aimed at Los Angeles. Of course it's aimed at Los Angeles. How could it be aimed anywhere else?
Where the cameras are.
That's where everything takes place. There will be no drama in the final hour if it's not aimed at Los Angeles.
Right.
If it's aimed at Washington, D.C., first of all, it would get there quicker. Do you see my logic with that it's going to be coming down in L.A.?
You know what, though? If they just miss it by a couple minutes, it's possible that the missile won't reach its destination by the end of this season. And that would really...
Wouldn't that make for a great debut next year?
It really would.
That would be awesome.
It was last night on Everybody Loves Raymond. It was as if there was a missile heading towards them. I think it's aimed at that show.
Well, you know what's amazing? They talk about being so sad. They're all phenomenally wealthy. Yeah. You know, in Ray's case, Ray Romano's case, I mean, just wealthier than anybody could ever be.
No end in sight.
And they're talking about, you know, and they've all got syndication. Those people are taken care of for the rest of their lives. And they're talking about being, oh, so sad, the end of our lives.
I'll tell you one funny thing about that show, that your mom, Big Frida, who's still living with us, and you know, she should stop telling people it's only been 2 weeks.
That too.
She said that to your brother, to your sister and brother-in-law on Saturday night.
That just shows you, she thinks time is flying.
You know, and I felt like an idiot sitting there going, no, it's been at least 5 or 6 weeks.
100 weeks.
She said, no, it's been 2 weeks. But we're talking about how bad the Raymond show is, and my mother-in-law, Big Frida, says to me, you know, I don't watch that show. Huh. And I said, well, you know, some people like it. And she said, no, I don't watch it because that way that woman treated you.
Good for
Isn't
her.
Isn't that
good.
Great?
Patty Heaton.
Isn't that something?
Patty Heaton tried to get us fired.
You watch that show, don't you, occasionally? I don't watch that show because of the way that woman treated us.
I'm kind of like that, but I was in the room when it happened. I mean, I appreciate it. I just thought it was funny. From my dear old mother-in-law,
way to go.
You know, I will not watch that.
I think that's supporting us. I appreciate that.
I just wish we could combine both shows and do Everybody Loves Marwan.
Someday, Rob.
See, this
someday.
Would be a show I'd watch.
I've been waiting for this.
Frida, you're wrong about Donna Mike not getting that attention. I'm already working on the Tearful finale special. So it's going to happen.
Yeah, nobody's going to say the great Don Geronimo.
Oh, yes. No, it's in the script.
Not going to happen. All right, baby. I love you. I'll see you later.
I love you, too. We had a fun-filled... You didn't ask how my day went. We went up to see the Titanic exhibit in Baltimore.
How do you spell excitement? I say it's taking an 85-year-old woman on a trip she doesn't really want to go to, loading her in a car and making her drive for an hour and a half to go stand in line with her walker thing.
No, I just put the walker away. It was exciting.
I heard the exhibit is inaccurate, that in Baltimore they blame the sinking of the Titanic on gonorrhea. Is that true?
No, I did not see that.
Ah, okay.
Well, I'm glad you and your mom had a good time.
Yeah, we had a nice day.
On your nice outing today.
All right, Sugar Bear. You can go with us next time. We'll save these for the weekend if you want.
No, thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye. Love you long time. Bye-bye.
That's a happy lady.
Sure is.
Had a good day.
See all the guys. Mike, I can't get into it.
I know.
Can't get into it. I'm just going to prorate it.
Right. Yeah.
Find out how much per day costs me.
Worth every penny.
Oh, that's because they went to the Titanic thing.
Yeah.
And because you love her.
Yeah, this romantic music.
You notice she's happy.
Yeah. She's beyond happy.
Yeah, sounds
sure, of course.
But her car.
Good for you. Not until the very end of that conversation.
Not just any car, mind you.
Yeah,
bought her a car for her birthday. Her birthday's not 3 weeks away, but what the hell. That's how I am.
She's euphoric.
Yep.
She loves that Saturn.
And I'm wondering now, we told the guys before the show, based on what we paid for the car,
mm-hmm.
I estimate that she's going to be at this level of happiness. And I'm not an optimistic person by nature. I'm working on it. But she is great. I think she's happy like 4 days before she goes back to just realizing how much she hates me. So, I think for 4 days...
You don't think it'll be longer than 4 days?
No, I think within 4 days, I'll do something to piss her off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, I'm golden. Because, you know, she's got the car. She got a great car. It's a great 50th birthday present.
Right.
Phone. Oh,
hello. Hello.
I'm not that happy.
Fair enough.
I mean, it was just a car.
Yeah. Oh, I beg to differ. Yeah. You know.
I could be happier.
Right. Well,
I could be happier. Tell that to the next Mr. Whatever your next husband's name is going to be. Because that's as far as it...
That's why I stay in shape, baby doll.
Okay.
All right.
You know, I guess it's officially worn off now.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, I didn't even get 3 days of goodwill out of that.
Not when you twist it like that.
How did I twist it?
Because, obviously, you've told your buddies. I mean, obviously, there was some, you know, it wasn't what you said on the air. It's what I know, the conversation that's gone on in the office before you went on the air.
And how do you know?
Because of the little snide, you know, comments and laughing and the little behind-the-scenes kind of remark.
I simply, the guys asked, I told them,
mm-hmm.
And then they said, how long do you think it'll last with you being all giddy happy? And I said, I think 3 days.
Less than that.
Wow.
No, that's a 24-hour high.
Wow. That's expensive then. That's an expensive day.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? If you had asked me, I would have given you the breakdown before you bought it. I would have told you how much you'd be paying an hour for my happiness.
Listen, I know you're eternally happy. You're just putting this on right now. You're just pretending to be this way. You think you're putting on a show.
I am happy, but not because... I'm happy just with life, but not because of that car. I mean, the car is nice.
Okay, well then let's return it.
It's okay with me.
No,
you're the one that insisted I get it.
Now the curtain will be pulled back.
Because you are now, you were stressing over the birthday, and now the birthday is taken care of.
You bet it's taken care of.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I had been worried about what to get my wife. The problem is solved.
So that's, you know, you had more relief with that than I did.
I was very relieved.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, really? Right. I mean, what do you want me to say?
I don't want you to say.
What do you want me to say? Listen, here's the truth. I'm a hypocrite because on one hand, the truth is, and she won't say this, kill her and say something nice about me. I am generous. I'm a generous son of a bitch. I don't care what you think about me listening on the radio. I'm a generous son of a bitch. She wanted this car. I said, go ahead. Your 50th birthday, go ahead.
First of all,
shoot for the moon. But it doesn't
mean
I'm not going to come to work and bitch to my friends about it.
It was your idea. that's really, you know, it's really small to have a present that you come up with as your idea and then make it like I was greedy.
Well, now I didn't say you were greedy.
That's what you're making.
When did I never implied that you were greedy.
That's what you said.
I implied that we purchased you a birthday gift, and I said to my buddies,
was this gift?
Okay, well, the time for your birthday is now within 3 weeks. So,
right.
You know, I'm kind of up against the wall. So, yeah, it was my idea because that's how we do it in this world. It's your 50th birthday. I'm going to get you a gift.
But it wasn't that I came to you and said I want this car.
Well, you mentioned the car before, though.
You mentioned cars you see, too, that you like on the road. People talk about stuff. I mentioned,
honey, here's the deal. I'm allowed.
But I've mentioned men that I think are good looking. You don't go grabbing them up and bringing them home to me. I mean, it's just a nice looking car.
Yes, honey, listen, here's the thing. Yes, I got you the car, and I happily got you the car, and I hope you're happy with it, and I hope you have a great birthday. But I'm allowed to come to work and rag with the guys about it. I'm allowed to.
Why are you ragging?
Because. It's what we do.
Well, that's
what we do.
You know, here I thought you had the joy in giving it to me when actually you just wanted to shut me up.
No, I had to, you're so wrong about this. I had.
That's what, if you're ragging on it, you know, why give something?
No. Ragging, maybe not the right word. It's funny, though. It's funny to come to work. Hey, where are you at? Hey, pal, you're not helping me out on this at all.
No, sir.
You know, it's funny to come to work and say the guys say, how they go? I say, my wife's in a great mood.
Mm-hmm.
Got her this car for her birthday.
Yes.
What? And then it's
usually so bitchy and so unpleasant.
Hey, wait a minute. I was helpful. I was helpful in the whole car thing. I even talked about the car. So I helped in that regard.
Car.
There you go.
Yeah,
so I'm not helping right now.
I just said to the guys, you know,
I'm shutting up. I've demonstrated in my
going?
I have demonstrated in my own life that I don't necessarily make good judgments in these situations. So I keep my mouth shut.
No, I think you're the one who brought it up, Mike.
What brought up?
Brought up this car thing right now.
On the show? Yeah, I did.
Right.
Yeah, I did. I mean, not verbally, but I did.
And that's why I said to you, thanks for the help.
Yeah.
Because you kind of left me on this island.
Yeah,
and then I'm out here, you know, and it's like, okay, she's beating me over the head.
Right.
And you're just standing there watching me getting beaten over the head.
Yeah.
I've got other things to do, but thanks for your generosity. I'm glad you gave it with such a loving heart.
Come on now. You know I did. If you're being honest now, I did.
You are definitely not a stingy man. I always tell you that.
I'm not. I know you did.
I know.
And here's the joke. Okay, do I have to break down the joke for you? Here's the joke. You are in an exceptionally great mood, and who wouldn't be with a great gift?
That was the point.
I don't need your help right now, Mike. I came in.
All right.
I just had a nice afternoon with my mother.
See, I opened my mouth buzz, and I was in trouble right there. You see, I should have just shut up. I should have said yes, sir.
And it had so nothing to do with the car, because as you know, her walker didn't fit in the car, and so we took the pickup truck, and I was still in a great mood.
Right.
Yeah.
All of this has nothing to do with what we're talking about on the radio. I said to the guys, they said, how does she like it? I said, she loves it. I said, I imagine I can buy myself 4 or 5 days of her thinking I'm a great guy. Mm-hmm. And I said, let's prorate that. How much am I paying a day?
Well,
what about that? Don't you get that that's a joke that guys make?
Okay, just FYI, that's not how I usually judge you on what kind of gifts. But I'm willing to.
That's not how you judge me on the gifts?
You think it is?
No, not at all. You're right.
Okay, good. I'll be insincere, too. I don't...
Oh, now, come on.
Not at all.
This car is going to be the worst investment I ever made if you're going to be pissed at me already about this.
I'm not pissed. I'm fine. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, I got to go.
Hey, Mike, thanks.
What the hell do you want me to say? I don't know what to say right now. She got mad at me before.
Tell her you're sorry.
No effing way.
Please?
Sorry, Frida.
Hello?
She's gone.
Oh, don't matter.
What am I apologizing for?
I don't know.
What am I apologizing for?
I don't know.
Come on. We're making jokes.
I don't know. I think she's joking, too. You know, but that's the thing. I never
and
really know.
Incidentally, you know, how come whenever that happens, it's me? It's always me. It's never him.
Well, you know,
he's it on this joke, and Rob's, well, Rob gets it too, but it's always me.
You did kind of goad me into that.
Yeah,
I went along willingly.
You know? Yeah, I did. But my observation was she was very, very happy.
Yeah.
I thought she was happy because of that car. That's what I thought.
And it was true.
Funny. And that's funny because we're all, incidentally, everybody's like that. In case she's wondering, everybody gets excited with something like that. And it gives you a little lift. And anybody that would deny that is full of it.
Funny breaking it down. How much am I paying per day?
It's a joke.
And now, my God, let's see, she's had the car for 19 hours?
Mm-hmm.
My God. That's a high hourly rate.
She's had it more than that, hasn't she?
No, I take it back. No, you're right. She's had
24 hours, right?
Yeah, maybe 24 now.
No.
24 hours.
Guys. Yeah. Okay, you know, come on. Can't put a price on
that. She's a lady that's got a gift, okay? There's no need to get all worked up over it.
Shut up.
What do you want me to say? Talk about a no-win. I'm in a no-win.
Yeah.
And I know you live with her, but, I mean, you love her and you live with her. I'm just over here trying to survive.
How you doing today?
I've been on the other side of her.
All you did just step on that landmine for me today.
I know.
The whole car thing.
I had her talking about
24, for God's sake.
I'm trying to... Look, I got repair work, you know. I'm trying to always, catch up to Buzz. And I got... You know what? And over the course of the last 6 months, I think I need to do more repair work. So I'm basically over here just being, you know, being quiet.
Hello.
Hey, Don. I've been right where you have been, where you go over and above in the money department, and you think you're going to be golden for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you where I made the mistake and where you made the mistake. The golden time ends when you mention it.
What's your name, sir? What's your first name?
Mike,
what are you talking about?
Okay.
That guy had it right.
No, we got it.
That guy had it right. Hello, Don and Mike.
I guess so.
Hello.
Hello there. Whatever you guys say.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Oops. All right. I'll try that one.
Listen, you know, I know that I'm not married currently, but I was married twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I can never understand what you're talking about.
Hello.
Because I've never been in a situation like that.
I just want to apologize to Frieda for you guys as a listener for the part I took place in that.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nice.
And I understand when I asked you to apologize.
If I was an insensitive guy, I would say they're all like that. But I'm not going to say that. Good for you,
Mike. I know you're not like that.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
I know my wife isn't like that.
I would say, you know.
Michael Mara.
Really?
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. What do you want from me right now?
Don't you think we're okay right now?
We're done here.
Don't you think we're okay?
Hello.
We're just kind of feeling our way along.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Don, of course Frieda judges you by the gifts you give her.
Of course she does. What woman does?
If you would have, she said that she didn't, but that's her just being, she's denying it.
Of course. So that's why we're men and they're women. Okay.
There you go. All
okay.
Right,
thank you. Done. Thank you, pal. Right, right. There you go.
And would it be saying, this is the, here, I'm being really honest and really fair here.
Okay.
Would it be fair to say that we as guys, when we give a gift, we want emotional payback?
Praise for
and
weeks.
We want as much emotional payback as we can get?
You bet your ass.
For weeks, months, if we can get
and
it.
Hey, if it lasted years, it would be great.
Do
sure.
we ever get that? No. But
no.
Do we want it? Yes.
Of course we do. That's all we want is approval.
I'd settle for some physical payback.
Physical payback.
And sometimes not even that. Thanks.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You want her to hit? You want her to hit back?
No. Well, maybe.
Physical payback.
Yeah, physical payback.
I'm confused. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'll draw you a picture.
Hello.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, hi.
You get your ass in a sling and then you look for Mike for help? How dare you?
Now, well, see, I kind of did do what he said. It was really subtle, sir.
So you didn't know because you don't see what's going on.
Right.
I have these conversations with Mike and the guys before the show, and a lot of times the unwritten rule is that if you bring something up on the air, you give the guy a look, which I gave Mike a look like, hey, no, don't do that. And then he just barreled right into it.
It was, you know...
It was. I kind of. I initiated that. You wouldn't have heard it, but I did initiate that.
It was topical.
But that's okay. I mean, it's because
it was fresh, and I thought it was interesting.
Right.
And it was not a bad thing.
I'm married to her. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey, Don.
I don't know why I felt the need to make that statement.
Good to declare that.
I am married to that woman.
I am married to no one.
Hello.
Hey, Don. Mike,
yes.
How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Don, she busted your chops, man. You could take your head out of your tail. She totally busted you.
Well, how did she bust
this? This is a victory for you,
man,
how?
She just raked you through the coals, man.
Did you say she raped me through the coals or raped me?
R-A-K-E-D, raped.
Oh, she raked me through the coals.
Hey, jackass. Did you actually
out of your rear end.
Jackass. Did you actually start your sentence with ha-ha?
Rob, stay in the back where you belong.
Oh, we've got another junior director out there.
Rob, stay in the back where you belong.
I'd love to have this gentleman come in.
I want to ask, how old are you?
39.
About 39?
Wow. Right.
39.
39 going on 18.
39.
I'll be 40 in June.
If you live.
Rob,
you know, someone might murder you.
Rob, stay in the back and make jokes where you belong.
Let me stand in the back behind your mom.
Here's where you belong. And Rob, would you watch it? Hello, Don and Mike show.
I wasn't insinuating this is rape or sodomy.
We don't allow that sort of talk. See what all has happened out of this? I stand by my kind of goading you into that.
Hello.
Look at this.
Don and Mike.
Man. Hey, Mike. Big man.
Yeah, big man.
This is your daddy. Where's my car?
Now that's
funny. Someone who remembers, I'm looking for my real daddy,
right.
And I'll buy him a caddy.
Cadillac.
I'm a real Cadillac. Cadillac automobile.
You would have.
Hello, Don Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it?
Hey, Don. If I could
just say Mark Addy.
Oh.
Thank you. Hi, I'm sorry. What can we do for you?
You're going to have to encrust that car with diamonds for her 51st birthday.
No, see, no. This is where the free pass ends. The 50th, okay, I've been with her through the 30th, the 40th, and the 50th.
Better start looking at yachts.
Pardon?
Better start looking at yachts.
Boating.
Yeah.
That might be the next avenue to travel down.
That would be outstanding. That would be.
But the next milestone birthday will be the 60th.
Or will it wait till 65? When she'll begin to draw a handsome Social Security check.
You know what?
That's Rob right there.
You better watch it, because your wife tells my wife so much crap about
you. I know.
I mean, I'm going easy with the stuff, like with the fudgesicles, and I'm not saying that I'm going to rat you out, because you're my buddy.
I know.
But you push her. She got dirt on you, Jack. She'll call in.
I know.
She will call in on your ass.
Yeah. None of us want that to happen.
Oh, my God. You'd like nothing better than...
Oh, Rob? Yeah.
Yeah. You'd like nothing better than Freedom to call and give it to Robbie.
I'd get the fallout.
Hello,
I always get the fallout.
How?
I would.
Hello. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Yes, hi.
I want to say I love your show.
Thanks.
And everybody needs a little emotional payback sometime. You make dinner, you want them to say thank you.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I think everybody wants it. We do. There's nothing for nothing.
That's right. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye. Good girl.
But we all say thank you.
Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah.
Thank you, darling. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Louis Jelly here. Thank you very much for the Tower gift card last week. I used it today.
It's the blind man, Louis Jelly.
Oh, that's right.
Way to go for remembering the name of the blind man, Louis Jelly.
Okay. How are you, Louis?
I'm doing fine. Listen, I'm up to 737 CDs, and I just want to say thank you for...
How would you know?
Well, he knows the number. He just doesn't know if they're all different or not.
I count them every damn week.
Hey, I like how he gets up at me.
How does he know that somebody just hasn't gone into his house and replaced him like with a bunch of... Recordable CDs or DVDs.
Coasters.
He's opening up the boxes.
That's right. That's right. I just know.
Well, that's good. So you're on your way to 800.
That's right.
Good job.
Right,
what's your favorite, Jelly?
What's my favorite singer?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to kill me. Merle Haggard.
Hey, good for you, Louis.
All right, Blindy. You know, he's real handsome. It's too bad you can't see him, Merle Haggard.
No, ain't that the truth?
I'm an Okie from Muskogee.
All right, Blindy. We'll see you.
All right, boys.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Louis Jelly.
Bye-bye.
I like that name, Louis Jelly.
Mm-hmm. Lou Jelly.
Hi, my name's Lou Jelly.
You see that? Even cripples call the Don and Mike show.
door is open to the afflicted.
No matter what, no matter what, no matter how God has
cracked. Right.
This is God's waiting room.
Turn your skim milk colored eyes our way.
Absolutely. Limp over here. Crawl.
Drag.
The skim milk colored eyes. I'm telling you, you got to go and you got to patent that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a catchphrase for dead people.
Sure.
You're going to see it. Skim milk colored eyes.
Welcome to our family.
Use your hands to drag your scooter this way.
Welcome to our dysfunctional family.
How you doing, Buzz?
I'm doing great. You kind of stayed out of the fray there for a while.
I felt it needed to be done. Like you, I thought it was best to mostly lay low there.
Yeah.
Switzerland.
He made a call for help, though. I couldn't sit over here and let him go, you know, totally abandoned there.
Yeah, Rob did attack. Way to go, Rob. Good foot soldier.
Do what I can.
He attacked.
My wife. I mean, he started to, you know. I had to pull him back.
Yeah.
But he started to go after her. Hello.
That's what one can.
How's it going?
Okay, my friend. Oh, Christ, really, we got a break. What can we do for you?
I just want to know real quick. I heard Fina say a walker wouldn't fit in that car, but will a body, perhaps, of a 49-year-old lady?
That's a joke about me killing my wife.
Oh,
now, what's funny about that?
Nothing at all.
Nothing. That is not a funny sound effect.
But I've seen the specs on that car.
Yes.
And the body won't fit if the body's in one piece.
Thank you!
Okay.
Hi, Rosie.
We should, see if you do that, I'm going to want to do this. Then.
Yeah.
Well, I want to keep her out of the conversation.
Oh, that is dead.
I'm glad he's dead.
Stay Thank you.
That's enough.
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike and New York City, if they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right, Don and Mike?
Yeah. I think that's where they originated from,
Yeah. Las Vegas, hello.
The Don and Mike Show. Still a great tape. God hates the lazy, but he loves the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, the Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Get your happy bags game tag today. FlyEye.com, go your own way. It's a vacation in the month of May, every day to Las Vegas, and we're doing it again on today's show.
All right.
We're not done giving away those trips. We'll do it today. In about, I don't know,
now. 10
minutes?
I mentioned
20 minutes.
I was going to make an announcement about my weight.
40 minutes.
Oh, yeah. And I will make my announcement about my weight now. I am now down 9 pounds. So it's slow.
That's solid.
It's steady.
Over how long?
I'll let you know. That would be 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Perfect. That's set steady and solid.
Yeah, I was a little bummed. I was hoping for 10 today, but I'll take the 9, you know, going in the right direction.
And so what's the current number then?
The current number is, let me see, I'm down from, I was up to a whopping obese high of 296, and I'm down to now, we'll subtract the 9. What was it, 80?
285.
285.
No. I was,
what were you before?
I was 296.
So you're
now
287.
I'm 287.
85, 87.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm a long way from where I want to be, but I'm going in the right direction.
Are you talking about it on the radio? You've never done that before.
Yeah, I'm motivated this time, and that's because of the back. So, you know, when I hurt my back, I thought, you know, when you have three people tell you, three professional people say, yeah, you might want to take off some weight. And then a neurosurgeon looks at you and says, take the weight off or die. You basically get motivated.
Work for me.
Mm-hmm. Doctors always say that, though. I tune them out.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
They got a product.
Well, congratulations, Mike. Stick with it.
I will.
Hello?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys how much Buffalo sucks for dropping you guys.
Well, not the town.
Yeah, and, you know, we went on this...
all right, Buzz. Now we can say that.
We went on this topic yesterday. I can't imagine what a dumb reaction they're getting in Buffalo, that they're changing the station that was all talk, going to change it to this new allegedly eclectic Jack format that plays anything they want, but they're keeping Stern on in the morning.
Stupid as hell.
So you're giving out conflicting messages to the prospective new audience about what they did. It's just an abortion of a radio station.
It's unfortunate, especially since we had so many good people up there that listen to the show. It's a drag.
Thank you for your call. We hope to be back on in Buffalo. I got an email from a radio guy who works at, is there a KISS station in Buffalo?
Probably.
Anyway, the guy sent me, I should bring it in. In the last 10 years, the station we were on had 11 different formats.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's that come from? I mean, we were talking about it yesterday, whether that was a decision from up high. You know, the only thing I know is that our company, our corporation, is kind of popping these formats on all over the place. So I'm thinking maybe it did come from up top.
I've got the feeling that Infinity wants to align itself with this stupid Jack format the way the Clear Channel did with Mix and with KISS.
Well, we're doing it the right way.
Yeah, because, you know, no matter what town you go to, you hear a KISS FM or you hear the best mix. Mm-hmm. That's all Clear Channel, this one company. And they've copyrighted the names and junk.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think Infinity's doing the same thing. Anyway, just a gigantic, gigantic mistake. If you go to our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com, we got a picture up there already. And it's of Natalie Portman with a shaved head.
She's fine with a shaved head.
She's not. I mean, it's kind of Sinead O'Connor.
I saw the picture. I think she's a handsome woman.
There you go. Well, there's more for you, Mike. Because I would touch her with a lightsaber. I really wouldn't.
You've never liked her, though.
No,
you don't like her with hair or without. I think she's hot.
I don't dig Natalie Portman.
I fall in the middle. I think she's beautiful, but she should not have shaved her head.
Yeah, but she's got that face. I think she's still cool looking.
She's
anyway,
got that
it's on the website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Click on the Today Show log, and it should be up there already. If not, it'll be up there shortly.
I thought that picture was in the store.
Star Wars, the movie, and we got Star Wars our years. There's so much Star Wars crap. They're merchandising this one like they've not merchandised it before with the
Last Hurrah.
Right, with the cookies and with the toys, with the cereals and with the cartoon on Cartoon Network. And now, where did I read this? Does it really matter? That when they had the world premiere at the Cannes Film Festival, people are now saying that Star Wars is an anti-Bush movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it might be a stretch for that, but I guess you can find symbolism in there where they're kind of taking runs at Bush.
There's stuff where Darth Vader, who incidentally, if you're following along, is George Bush. Darth Vader says...
In this particular Star Wars episode, Darth Vader has a Texas accent.
He says, if you're not with me, you're my enemy. And that's like what Bush said. Yeah. And George Lucas says that anything that's that resembles the Bush administration, it's a coincidence.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, Bush has made, you could find a million movies where the evil guy, the evil villain says things like Bush says.
The weird thing, though, is there's an outtake where Darth Vader is in college and he's a cheerleader. Yeah, to see the parallels, they're striking, really.
Yeah, they're giveaway. And as an early Jedi, he doesn't actually go on missions. He just goes to the training center and lies about it.
Here's a clip. Here's Darth Vader from Revenge of the Sith.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so were we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people.
Neither do we.
Thank you, Darth.
Darth Vader.
Now, we're not going to have time to get into this today. Please make a note, though. Don't buy Time Magazine for the Dave Chappelle story. Because
it's outdated already.
I already... What?
It's outdated already. Their story is unbelievable.
Well, you know, I've not heard anybody detail all of the stuff that I read in this thing last week, this Dave Chappelle thing, about his shoes and about crack.
Right.
And about his weird idiosyncrasies with clothes and
does the Time story say it's drugs?
They allude to the fact that he parties, but they don't think it is.
He says he hasn't had any marijuana for months.
He says, I'm not crazy, I'm not smoking crack. I just hear voices in my head. There are things that overwhelm me. I haven't spent any of my Comedy Central money. All that stuff about crack is not true. Why do I live on a farm in Ohio? Just random thoughts from Dave Chappelle.
Well, why don't we get the funny voice in his head to start writing
again? Here you go. This I think is friggin' interesting about American Idol. That's interesting, too. It's on tonight. We're going to watch it.
Homo.
Because that's the type of girls that we are. Did you know this, though? When? What?
Nothing.
What are you laughing at?
The way you said that.
That was just funny.
It was funny.
Well, thank you. Highlight that. I'll put that on my air check.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
Okay. The tribute show. We'll have that in it.
Why'd you ask me if everything's all right?
I want to make sure. Just want to make sure everything's fine. I want to, you know, I feel responsible for that earlier segment.
What
I want to make
her?
Sure everything's fine. Yes, I want to make
what
sure everything's okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why wouldn't? Why talking about American Idol? Would you think that things are screwed up with my wife?
Nothing at all. Nothing. I just want to make sure everything's fine.
Yes.
Oh, now he's madder at me than he was before.
I'm not yet. I'm not mad at you.
Yeah, I think you are a little bit. I think I brought that whole thing up, and I think you are.
I'm not mad.
I think
she's
you are.
She's not mad.
I don't know about
you're
her.
Doing a show.
You pick it will never heal.
I'm not mad.
Like you're not calling her, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you brought her up. I'm trying to move on. I got all American
right.
Idol stuff.
Okay,
right.
All right.
On tonight.
Oh, boy.
Just watch. I swear.
Jeez. I'm not married, you know.
5-second conversation. She's cool. This is like the Huxtables. You understand? We're doing a show.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Well, hi, sweetheart.
Hi there. I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later. Okay, Mike.
Okay.
Mike,
okay, thanks. I love everybody, including Mike.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, they are furious at me. Great.
Yeah. We're mad, Mike.
Peachy.
We are pissed.
Okay.
Dan Frieder really
right.
pissed at you.
All right, go ahead. Just read your stories.
Okay, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. I think you'll think this is interesting.
All right, I am ready. I'm ready.
Do you know that depending on the songs that the creepy people sing on American Idol,
right.
the contestants, depending on the songs, that song that they sing flies up the chart the next week when they do a cover. For instance, when Bo Bice
right.
did the song by Los Lonely Boys, Heaven, that song has been out for over a year and a half. After he sang it on American Idol, you want to know that that album went up 77% the next week.
Mm-hmm.
It went from 148 to number 81 on the charts.
That's incredible. I mean, that shows the power of that show. Right?
Hold on a second. What about Fat Scott?
These are sales, right? Like,
yes.
People run out, hear him cover the song, and run out and buy the original
correct.
Album.
What about Fat Boy Scott when he sang that Paul Young song, mm-hmm. Every Time You Go
mm-hmm.
Away? The Paul Young Greatest Hits album went from uncharted to number 102.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's
let
it.
Let me see. When Constantine did Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen's Greatest Hits goes from number 247 to number 78.
That's amazing. That's
one week.
The biggest jump. Cool.
Then there's this one that Bob Ice sang, Gavin DeGraw's song, I Don't Want to Be.
Oh, yeah.
The album went from 246 to 92. And then you got iTunes information, if you're into the iPod. It's even more dramatic there. When they do the song on the show,
mm-hmm.
it's downloaded. Hold on a second. What is this song here? Carrie Underwood did the Rascal Flatts song, Bless the Broken Road. The album went from 57 to 22, and on iTunes, skyrocketed by 194%.
Wow. You know, that's got to have an impact, I would think, on advertisers. And, you know, they show that to advertisers, and the advertisers will go through the roof with that.
All now, right. Here's what is the most interesting about
it.
It
also would leave open the door, I would think, for the contestants on American Idol to, you know, have, like, Slugworth around them, you know, whispering in their ears saying,
now,
hey, sing this song.
Listen to this. You know, we've always wondered about song selection on American Idol.
Uh-huh.
If you're hot and you're out now, like Beyonce or Green Day, you can say to American Idol, I want $6,000 for you to have these people sing my song tonight.
Uh-huh.
Okay? On the other hand, if you're not as hot, like the guys in Queen, whoever's left now that Freddie Mercury's dead,
right.
Constantine says, only cost him like $450 to get them to okay to do the song. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it, I guess, is that the people, when they come to the show, they say, okay, I want to do this song. And then the producers say, okay, we'll find out how much it's going to cost.
Right. And now you'll have the original artist probably saying, oh, please, sing the song. I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Wouldn't you think so?
My God, like a guy like Paul Young? My God. Oh, it's the late Paul Young, too?
Oh, is he dead?
Yeah, I didn't know he was dead.
The widow Young.
He was young, but he passed.
Paul dies, Neil still lives. Go figure.
Hello there, Don and my show. Oh, Neil Diamond?
Neil Young.
Robert died.
Robert Young.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hi there. I saw Neil Diamond on, I guess, the Today Show the other day. Here's the thing about Neil Diamond. He's coming back for one last go-around next year as well.
And he's 60-something, right? 60 or 61?
Yeah. He can't sing anymore. He just screams.
Oh, really?
Here's what it was. Sweet Caroline! Good times! Never! Felt so good.
Yeah, but no one looks better in a glass-studded shirt.
Oh, he knows how to wear the sequins, doesn't he?
He does, and that hair. Oh, delicious.
Song blue!
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don, last year you had one of the ex-contestants on, and you had pretty much booked him to play at Frida's 50th, I thought.
Yes, that is Matt Rogers.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that was the country guy.
Yeah, that has been nixed.
Good move on your part, because he sucks.
Thanks.
He's opening for Neil Diamond.
Thank you. Still linger. The opinions of the idol contestants still linger.
Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I guess I'm more of a fag than you, Don, because Drake Boy...
That's impossible, sir. There's no bigger fag than me.
Drake Boy sang the Paul Young song. Scott Sable sang a Luther Vandross song with almost the same
time. Oh, hey, guess what?
You get the point.
So Trake Boy was responsible for selling those albums.
You're a bigger homo. Thank you for the call.
Thank you very much.
He remembered that because it moved him.
Mike, who has the best figure in showbiz?
Okay. Jessica Simpson.
No, number one is Beyonce. Mm. Then you have Penny Cruz. Dirty Penny, Penelope Cruz. Then you have J-Lo, Pam Anderson, Tyra Banks, Halle Berry, Scarlett Johansson, who I wouldn't watch a bathroom video with her.
Mm-hmm.
Nicolette Sheridan, Deborah Messing. How did she make this list?
Deborah Messing is like the it girl. She's in all of the movie magazines. She's always at the premieres, and everybody takes a million pictures of her.
And Kate Winslet. Hello, Kate Winslet.
Yeah, where's Ava Longoria? Why isn't she on that?
She's not. I don't know where this is.
Oh, man. Buzz's favorite desperate house.
I am freezing for Gabriella.
InTouch.com. That's where I found that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Tonight's American Idol, the judges handpicked one song apiece for the contestants to sing tonight for the first time ever.
Well, I hope they spared no expense.
He was posted.
You know who I think is the celebrity judge tonight?
Clive.
Yes.
Clive Davis.
Is back. I hope
Clive
he wears
Davis.
Purple again.
I want to tell you, Bo. Let me tell you something. You are a talented performer.
I'd like to speak with you in my chambers.
Sit on my lap.
Now, we're the house boy, Ryan Seacrest. Hi, this is Clive Davis. Yeah, Clive Davis is the guy who brought you Barry Manilow, Whitney Houston. Guy started Arista Records.
Right. Yeah.
Guy also is very macho, very machismo.
Absolutely.
Very much a man's man if you're watching American Idol tonight.
Mr. Seacrest's elbow bites how good I can be.
Oh, Harold bites.
Hello, Harold. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Don, Neil Diamond doesn't have to sing anymore. If you've seen any of his concerts, I've only seen him on TV. All he does is stand there on stage and point the microphone out to the crowd, and they sing.
Yeah. You know, that's a Springsteen thing. That worked.
Frankie Valli, too, when he couldn't hit the high notes.
Yeah,
he did that
a lot. It worked for Springsteen when he originally did it, and it was really cool at the time. Right. That you'd go to the show and go, oh, my God.
You hear the whole crowd singing. It's very exhilarating.
But now you're right, sir. Yeah, they all do.
Well, Diamond is the one who pretty much lip syncs. That's all he does is lip sync now.
All right, my friend.
You're
thank
not
you.
Moved.
Dave, for just a little while.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Serenade.
Hello, guys.
And we have not cemented our homo status right now.
September morning.
Reverend Blue Jeans, babe.
We're coming to America.
Okay, I'm going to trump y'all.
Forever in Blue Jeans.
Hold on, I'm going to trump you. Hold on a second.
Yeah, man.
Turn on your heart light.
Oh.
That's the one from E.T.
That's a horrible song.
Love on the Rocks.
When you listen
again.
To...
Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
again.
This is Bob from Gillette.
I wanted to give you a thing. The guy on the phone had one, a great one.
Hello. Hey, guys.
On the
Paul Young thing?
Yes.
Paul Young alive.
Oh, he's Neil alive?
No, Paul Young dead. Neil Young, Russ never sleeps, guys.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Right, Neil. Okay, bye-bye.
Hello.
Right. Okay.
Goodbye again.
I did like his
when
singing,
when you think
though.
About Neil Diamond, though, Neil Diamond's singing would be a precursor to the talking, because he was always kind of like that.
But the thing, a little Brother Love's Travel and Salvation.
Yeah, that was one we hadn't hit yet.
Wanted
so
to call attention to that.
Just humming along there. How's that one go again?
Brother Love's Travel and Salvation Show.
That sounds sort of Neil Diamond.
That was very good.
Thank you.
You really have to ramp that up. I like that.
Yeah. Well, you can't just walk up to it.
Oh, crackling Rosie again. Oh, boy.
She got the way to move me,
right.
Jerry.
I'm getting tickets. We're all going.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Damn it.
Hello.
It's like a punishment.
Hello, are you there? Don and Mike Show.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what's up,
hold on, sir. Hold Joe's on. Just come into the
Joe.
Studio.
All right. What, Joe?
Sung blue, everybody knows one.
You forgot that one.
Yeah. Thanks. Goodbye.
It's the best.
Hello? Oh, and look, now the person on the phone hung up.
Thanks, Joe.
Franklin Rose.
No, now we're repeating them. And yeah, I think we had Song Blue.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
We did have Song Blue.
We did.
And also,
that brain cell was destroyed that remembered that.
Song Blue, not his best song.
Well,
I disagree.
Well, that's subjective.
That's you think
subjective.
That's his best?
Yes. Well, that and Heartlight.
What about I?
Oh.
Then I saw her face.
Now I'm a believer.
I am myself.
Oh, he is. What hits? What a chart that guy had.
A frog that dreamed of being a prince one day.
Now, see, you're doing flip sides now, aren't you?
No. No, that's still I Am, I Said.
Oh, that's the same song?
Right. Yeah, that's the same one.
You know, they call him the Jewish Elvis.
That's true.
He's Jewish?
Yeah. You didn't know?
Yeah, didn't you see him at Temple? We went, remember?
Come on now, Neil, Jack.
You're telling me all of my favorite diamonds are Jews?
Yeah. I think Harvey Fisher is a Jewish name. I'm not sure.
Lou Phillips?
Lou Diamond Phillips. He's not Jewish.
It's not even his last name.
Oh, God.
Fisher, not Phillips.
No, Lou Diamond Phillips.
Harvey Fisher is Jack Diamond.
He was just including the diamond part.
The actor. Oh, Don Mike
then it would be Carrie Diamond.
Hey, guys.
That's Carrie Fisher.
Yes.
Hello?
Eddie Diamond.
Eddie Diamond.
And then the song could be, going back to Harvey, it could be, Fisher's our girl's best friend.
And then we can take LSD.
Hello. Hi.
When?
Hey.
Buzz, we got a commercial break coming up. You can go take your LSD then.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, my friend.
You used to play Neil Diamond when you worked in Chicago when I was a kid. I seen him a couple years ago. He's still pretty damn good.
Okay,
then we're going
to
the concert.
Well said, my friend. Thank you.
I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. See you at the concert.
And we had a boss that was his favorite artist.
Mm-hmm. Matt Farber.
Right. And that ties us back into Clive Davis.
It sure does, Mike.
There you go. Remember and I mean, because Matt went to work for him.
Right. That's all they have in common.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you remember when Matt Farber would sit in his office after our show, and he would say, yeah, Donna, Mike, there are a lot of things you did good today. A couple of things didn't do well. And it would be at that point that he would take off his shoes.
Kick off his moccasin.
No socks.
Mm-hmm.
And would seriously, while he's reading us the Riot Act about how come we didn't play enough records,
uh-huh.
This creep would rub his feet.
Very tough to be critiqued when you want to blow your morning breakfast.
like in the Kama Sutra type pose. I mean, he's got the left arm going here and the right arm going here, and everything's on these the yellow sheets. And it's like, at 8:03 this morning, you didn't really sell the contest like you should have sold. Oh, Boy, this foot is just killing me.
And he takes out this talon-like bony foot. He weighs about 47 pounds. A good sneeze, we could have blown him out the window.
Was it a medical thing, or did he just have
his No.
Just
a foot thing.
He'd do it with sock or without sock. Ah. I found it, you know, believe it or not, I found it even grosser when he would have a tan sock on and do it.
Yep.
A tan sock.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Don, Mike.
Hi there.
Clay Aiken is going to be on American Idol tonight.
Homo. Gonna spell my video. You know what that is tonight? That's like a homo smorgasbord. Because you've got, here's your homo club sandwich.
Right.
You've got Ryan Seacrest on top.
Mm-hmm.
Clay Aiken in the middle.
Yes.
And you've got Clive Davis on the bottom.
Way to go. Good call making Clay the meat.
Thank you.
No, bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, honey. We got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
Hi, Mike.
WJFK.
Hi, Mike.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
do... Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that.
Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
Dude.
The Don and Mike Show. The home of hilarity. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Listen,
we're going to check in with those Star Wars idiots. I think on tomorrow's show, the dopes that are waiting in line.
Dope, singular, I think.
Yeah,
Jeff Tweet.
Yeah, Jeff.
They lost one dope.
But we've got, there are like four or five different Star Wars nerd line meeting people getting and like forming communes in front of radio stations, TV stations, movie theaters. We will get into all of that tomorrow. Star Wars opens Thursday. Right. Let's now welcome to the Don and Mike Show. It's a big moment for us.
I love your intros sometimes.
That little green son of a bitch. The one, the only. Well, I've got a tape, but let's bring him in first. Here he is.
Diminutive green Jedi Master Yoda.
Horny I am.
Horny. Hi, Mike.
Horny. Quiet you will be. Big voice bastard, you will shut up.
Hi, Mike.
Quiet, I said.
Right, he's out.
Hi.
Here's the deal.
Game pasta.
We are going to play a game with Yoda to give away today's Las Vegas vacation, courtesy of Independence Air.
How you all be?
The game,
how you all be? You?
The game is...
The Yoda Quota.
Don and Mike Show, I am on.
Hi, Mike.
Ice cream I will have. Flavorful it is.
Are you horny today?
Horny I am. ED I have.
Oh.
Tall I was. 6'2 I was.
Wow.
Short I am now. Body ravaged it is.
Have you met Beth?
Ravaged by VD I am.
Have you met Beth Ann?
Beth Ann. Ooh, pretty she is. Yoda like to say hi. Yoda make one of his special videos. Upskirt it is. Internet it will run on.
Now here's the game we're going to play with Yoda.
Games I love.
You call in at 877-365-3636, and you must get 3 in a row to win on our Star Wars trivia.
No penicillin on Tatooine. Ooh. Vader. Swordsman I am. No lightsaber, though.
Here's the deal. You got to get 3 in a row, and it's going to be fake or real.
Manhood I will use.
Star Wars people, Star Wars places.
Geeks they are.
Star Wars things.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Buzz, I'm going to use you as...
Oh, boy. Smell bad, they do.
Use you as the guinea pig
I'm
here.
I'm no expert.
Ooh, guinea
right.
pig he will be.
Mm. I'll give you two words.
Uh-huh.
Yoda will use each of them in a sentence.
Uh-huh.
And you have to decide which is the real word and which is the fake
okay.
word.
Okay.
Buzz Burbank.
I
you see not what hides under my burlap robe.
I'm thankful for that.
Ooh. Touching it, I am.
Oh, don't. Please don't.
For instance,
playing with it, I am.
Yoda, if you would use each of the following words in a sentence.
Concentration, I have not.
The first word.
Stimulated, I am.
The first word is kebert.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Would you please use the word kebert in a sentence, Yoda?
Retrieve, you must, the kebert from the stew. Mm.
Now, the word that you're going to guess against, Buzz, is the word verk.
Okay.
Would you please, V-U-R-K, would you use that in a sentence, please?
A good Jedi, verk he must.
Now, Buzz,
yes.
This is where you get to play the game.
Uh-huh.
You get to decide... which word it is.
Which word is fake. Which word is not from Star Wars.
Right.
All right. I'm going to guess kebert.
Kebert.
Uh-huh.
You would be correct because kebert is Trebek spelled backwards.
Ah.
Ooh, lying you are.
And verk is a primitive nomadic species.
Massage I require. Immediately it must be given. Much Jedi strange to be had at the cinema.
Yeah.
Many fat Star Wars fans I must do.
Diminutive green Jedi Master Yoda.
Peel back the latex, you must.
Oh,
I might.
Find the Yoda treasure that waits for you. I call it the Yoda Tower. Beware of the Yoda Tower.
Ooh. Let's try it with Beth Ann.
All right.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Before we open up to you guys.
McBride.
Hello.
Hi, B.A.
Pretty she is.
Now, Beth Ann, are you a Star Wars aficionado?
Not at all.
Frigid you are.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, find Yoda Starfish.
Hey, fake word there is starfish.
Find Yoda starfish and retreat you will.
Diminutive green Jedi Master Yoda.
Horrible it is.
Okay. Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah.
Beth Ann McBride. Hardy you are.
Okay, the first word, Yoda, please use it in a sentence.
A sentence I will use?
The first, that's Joe.
Quiet it? He must be. Phone screener he is. Challenged he is.
The first word is Vandella.
Vandella.
Use it in a Star Wars sentence, please.
Many times ago, fight they did. Move the spaceship to the Vandella port. And you will find the key.
The other word?
Okay.
Kessel.
I have to take a Kessel.
Beth Ann, which is the real word?
Vandella.
Vandella is the fake word, as in Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
Vandellas, singers they are.
Okay.
And what was the other one? Oh, Kessel.
Kessel
is home to the biggest space mine in the Star Wars galaxy.
Ooh, Yoda's hemorrhoids. Acting up they are.
Or are they really?
Like Wookiees they be. Little pink Wookiees. Sorry, green.
I'm surprised that Lucas hasn't turned that into like a promotional gimmick with M&M. You know, find Yoda's roid.
Find my roid.
Find the green roid. And
oh, you found the roid. Painful it is. Ointments no longer. Ooh, Star Wars bar I must visit. Many fat chicks, I see.
Diminutive green Jedi Master Yoda.
Yoda!
Okay, you
Yoda!
Try? Let's try with someone for the trip to Las Vegas.
All right.
Let's see who we got. Oh, every line is buzzing here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Jennifer?
Hey.
What would you like to say, Yoda?
Screwed, I got him a Diet Pepsi deal, I did. Fire E for my musk. That
Jennifer.
Agent is he.
Now, Jennifer, you must get three in a row to win the trip to Las Vegas.
Greetings, Jennifer. Greetings.
Hello?
Greetings.
Jennifer, yes.
Here
greetings.
Can you. Stupid are you?
Huh?
Yes, dumb you are. Understand me, can you?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Here we go, Jennifer. You must get three in a row to win the trip to Las Vegas.
Focus. You must.
The first word is Hoth. H-O-T-H. Please use it in a Star Wars sentence, Yoda.
Ooh, tired I am. I will retreat to the Hoth for 40 winks.
Here is the other word. My Jian. It's M-A-J-I-A-N. My Jian.
Ooh, a Jedi must you be to study your My Jian. Day and night it must be.
Jennifer, Hoth or now My Jian, which is real?
My Jian.
Oh.
Oh, loser you are.
I am sorry. My Jian. My Jian is a Chinese basketball Olympian.
Loser she is. Fly around the room, I will.
Hoth. Hoth is an icy planet.
Keep that shirt down.
Oh, and Jennifer,
that means
you're a big loser. I'm
Party,
sorry.
I will.
You didn't get three in a row. But
retarded she was.
Jennifer, hold on a second. Are you still there, honey?
Uh-huh.
Jennifer, for you.
Yeah.
Jeopardy prize pack, filled with DVDs, CDs, and the Jeopardy board game. Watch Jeopardy's Ultimate Tournament of Champions this week. Who will be Ken Jennings? He's a big Star Wars fan.
Fly.
Jeopardy weeknights at 7:30 on ABC
Woo.
7.
Fly like a sister, I
Thank
can.
You. Hold on, Jennifer.
Jessica
I will.
Simpson, I must do.
Hold on for your prize. Okay, so you get the game?
Yoda. Yoda wants. Mm.
You have to guess which one is real and which one is fake.
Right.
If you get three in a row.
Jessica Yoda.
You.
Winner.
Are a big winner on your way to San Francisco.
Liar
on. Sorry, on your way to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas you will go. Mm. What stays in Vegas, lays in Vegas. Mm.
And the name of the game is?
The Yoda Quota.
The Yoda Quota. Ooh. Show Jessica the Scrota, I will.
Oh.
Green it is. Like rest of Yoda, it is.
All right, so 877-365-3636, the toll-free number.
Hello down there. Look at
that. Diminutive green Jedi Master Yoda.
Look up. Look up. You will see all of Yoda.
Oh.
All of Yoda.
Keep
Look.
That toga now.
Bye, Mike.
Shower you, I will.
No.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
True Eater tells me you're looking for passage to the Alderaan system.
Yes, indeed.
If it's a fast ship. Fast ship. You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
Should I have?
It's a ship that made the Kessel run in less than 12 parsecs. I've outrun Imperial starships. Not the local bulk cruisers, mind you. I'm talking about the big Carillion ships now. She's fast enough for the old man.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go, Yoda.
Raise the comedy alert level to orange, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Some of your Star Wars crap.
No!
You're not talking into the microphone, Yoda.
Hovering I am. Hovering I am.
Flying. I keep forgetting you fly.
Not flying. Lying I am not.
Oh.
Hovering I am above your head I am.
Oh. Are you ready to try to give away the trip to Las Vegas?
Fashion you I am. Ooh, music. Oh. Land I will.
Let's go to...
Tired arms I have.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Who is this? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. What's your name?
My name is Larry.
Larry. Larry, where are you from?
D.C.
All right. You big Star Wars fan?
You know.
Did you say Zazu? Zazu.
Zazu. I'm literate with the popular culture, but I'm not exactly.
Nerd you are.
Here we go. You got to decide if it's real or fake. And I just looked at the clock here and said, it may be the first person that gets it right wins the truth.
Lucky they will be cottonmouth, I have. Drink the absinthe, I did.
The first word is VURK. V-U-R-K. Yoda.
Painful, I am. Ooh, a vert in my shoe.
Oh, we use that one?
Yeah.
The Yoda quota.
Okay, then how about this one? Nubians.
Nubians, I see. On the horizon, are they?
And Moff Vice.
Moff Vice we will visit. He will know the answer.
Which is real, which is fake. Which is the real one?
I think the second one's the real one.
You think Moff Bice is real?
I do.
You're a big loser.
No, you loser you are.
Moff Bice is just something we wrote because we love Bo Bice.
Moff Bice.
See, it doesn't really have to make any sense.
No, I don't contest it, is he?
Nubians are people who live on the planet Nubia, which is a planet in the core world.
The core worlds? Ooh, scary they are.
You are a big fat loser. Sorry about that.
Farewell, you be.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Who is this, please?
Enlarged prostate I have. What did you say?
Yoda Quota.
Yoda Quota. Name you have, please.
Say again?
Give the name you must.
Alan.
Alan, where are you from, Alan?
Fredericksburg.
Are you a Star Wars fan aficionado?
I am a high-functioning Star Wars homo.
Alan!
Okay.
Homo.
Boring are you?
Say again?
Boring are you?
Here are your two words.
Jesus Christ!
Your first word is Barbizon. Please use it in a Star Wars related way. Yoda.
Remove the lightsaber, you will. Go to Barbizon. They will teach you.
The other word is Kit Fisto.
I'm Kit Fisto. An interplanetary whoopsie I will be.
Okay, which is real, which is fake?
I'm going to go with option two.
As option two, meaning number two is real or fake?
Is real.
Okay, this guy, that Kit Fisto.
A winner he is.
Is a tentacled Jedi Knight. And Barbizon is a famous modeling school.
Ooh.
Okay. All right, we got a player here. Let's give him one
more. Fly like an eagle.
Let's see if he gets one more.
To the sea.
Here you go. Two more words for you. And the words are...
Stay for just a little while.
The words are...
Song blue.
The Womack. In a sentence, please.
Yes. To the planet Leanne we will go. On Womack, we will make our decisions.
And Mosep.
Mosep. Yoda, free he is. A Mosep. Removed from his colon it was.
Mosep and the Womack.
I'm going to go with Mosep.
Real or fake?
Real.
Wow. A winner, are
okay.
You?
Now, this guy's good.
Yeah.
Let me see.
What is he?
Mosep is a place from Star Wars 4.
Sure.
And, of course, the other one was, I was thinking Bobby Womack, but you were right with Leon Womack as well. Yoda.
Cramps I have.
Okay, one more.
Shake hands with Buzz I did.
Oh, one more and you're the big winner. You get 3 for 3, you go to Las Vegas.
Eating corn I did.
Oh, corn. Are you ready, Alan?
I am ready.
Okay.
Good luck, Alan.
Your two words are...
Good dude.
General Willard.
General Willard, we'll take the dark side any day now. We must fly as quickly as you can go. Go you must to take on General Willard. He's a bastard.
Or Platsis. P-L-A-T-S-I-S.
Good hygiene does Yoda practice each and every day to get the platsis off of his teeth.
Okay, which is the real one?
That was a poll.
I'm going to go with the second one, Don. It's real.
You mean Platsis?
Platsis.
That's made up. That's a combination of both Paris Hilton and Paris Latsis's name.
Latsis.
Hey, what was the...
Shipping magnet, he is.
Yes.
What was the other one? I forgot what the other...
General Willard.
Oh, yeah.
He's just a guy.
General Willard?
General Willard was in Star Wars 4.
Today's show, is he on?
No,
he's not on today's show.
Carmen Miranda, he will be.
God, we gotta fly the buzz.
Fly again, whoa!
The guy got two.
2 out of 3.
The guy got 2 out of 3. You want to try one more, dude?
Bullet.
You ready for it? Here you go. How about this? You don't even have to use it in a sentence. Garagos and Bethana. Which is real and which is fake? Garagos and Bethana.
Play I will not. Time we are running out of.
Oh, yes.
Pressed you are.
Oh, yes.
Put upon you are.
Hey, come on, answer.
Garagos.
Real or fake? Real or fake?
Real.
Oh. Wrong. Wrong you are. Scotch I will chug.
Mark Garagos is a Michael Jackson attorney.
Loser is he.
And I don't know what the other one is. But that's how we play...
The Yoda Quota.
Yoda Quota.
Diminutive Green Jedi Master Yoda.
Thank you, John Norman.
We'll bring it back again. My friend,
yes.
You won the trip to Las Vegas today, courtesy of Independence Air, FlyEye.com. Don't forget, get your Happy Bags game tag today at FlyEye.com. Go your own way, Independence Air. .com.
Fly away
Thank
now.
Thank you.
I'm a
diminutive green Jedi Master Yoda.
See the movie you will. Residuals I require.
I might.
Percentage of the gross I will get.
Okay. Thank
Ephraim
you,
I will call.
Thank you, Alan.
Joe I will visit in his sleep.
Joe Coyne, me.
Joe Hardinger.
Oh,
Joe
Hardinger.
Just kidding.
In a world where only
you,
radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
It was Buzz.
Ooh, weed smoker he is.
Buzz?
Yeah.
What's your lead story on the news and comments today?
Airport security takes a good look at your private part.
Ooh, informative you are.
Speaking of, are you, how you built down there?
100%. Ken doll, I am not.
Good for you.
Big I am.
Oh. Okay.
Porno quality it is.
Okay. Right. That was very...
Green it is. Professional it is.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They can provide storage of the troublesome spouse, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Malley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't forget, hit our website. You get a chance. www.donandmikewebsite.com.
Hit it.
Hit it. Come on, hit it. Make it spit for the captain.
You still have Paris Hilton out there?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Nice there. Picture. And a nice picture today of, what's your name, with the shaved head from Star
Natalie
Wars.
Natalie Portman, right?
And don't forget, talk about hideous. There's that coffee mug now. Big 15-ounce jobber.
I think it's beautiful.
Me and Mike, our big, ugly, fat faces on that thing.
If you have children under 5, just set it on a table and wait for them to walk by and it'll scare them. They'll behave.
That's our website. And it's there, unlike others, 24 hours a day.
Very good.
Time for news and comments now with Buzz, brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good. Smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablet. Get it everywhere. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi.
Welcome to the airport, ma'am. Now let's get a good look at you naked. Naked is how you appear to airport security.
Hello.
With the new X-ray machine. With the new backscatter technology, security screeners can see what's happening inside your underwear. If this strikes you as a virtual strip search, then you agree in this case with the American Civil Liberties Union.
I'm sorry I'm late.
The government's Transportation Security Agency says it'll be testing the machines, but it won't say when or where. The new Homeland Security chief has told Congress he wants to use these machines without some endless debate over privacy issues.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is if somebody's carrying something, and I've seen the pictures of this, it's not... it's not as invasive as you might think. You know, I mean, you can see, but you can see firearms and you can see explosives
you
and what
see
the hell?
Penises and,
yeah, but so what?
And they're going to see your bottom line.
I mean, it's a who cares? If it keeps an airplane from getting blown up, I'm all for it. I don't care.
That may be better. What's the Arnold movie where he is it True Lies? I'm not really sure. Maybe the one with Tom Arnold. But either way,
oh, and they're like shooting at him and they can see a skeleton running across.
Is that virtually the technology we're talking about now?
This is actually like seeing a sketch or a drawing of a person naked. It, you can see the details of the nude body underneath the clothing because of the reflection.
Christ's sake, B.A.
It's like a doctor. You know, I mean, at a certain point, really, I think the thrill is going to go for people to do this every single day. And don't you agree? I mean, if it keeps the 747 from blowing out of the sky, what the hell?
I'm all for security. I'm a little concerned at them looking at our private parts. I trust my doctor with that. I'm not sure I trust some clown at the airport.
If I hadn't seen the picture of it, and yes, can you see? Does it look like a drawing? It does. It looks like a little pencil sketch of somebody who's naked, but you can also see the gun in his belt that he's got underneath his pants.
I mean, what if... Or it's cold or something.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
I mean, the shrinkage thing. I mean,
nothing we can do about that.
If they're going to be looking at, here's the thing. If you're going to be looking at me and, let's face it, evaluating what I've got, let's just make it easier for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get me a nice room in a magazine, and then I'd be glad to show you.
Yeah, then we'll go through security.
Then I'd be glad to go through security and show you just what I got.
Just keep your hands in your pockets as you're walking up in the line.
Yeah, but don't go too far, and they will think you've got a weapon.
A deadly weapon.
Yeah. Good heavens, get him off the plane.
That could hurt somebody.
At least give him an aisle seat.
Over the weekend, I booked a summer flight on United, and already I'm nervous. United employees are mightily pissed about losing their pensions and part of their incomes. There's talk of a strike or strikes in the year ahead.
I saw three of the waitresses on TV today.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Flight attendants.
Three of the stews.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of thought that they made a compelling argument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously. They've been ripped off.
I was talking to a pilot last week who said to me, a long time ago, the pilot said, hey, we love to fly so much, we do it for nothing. Unfortunately, we didn't know everybody was listening.
Yeah,
true. Hold on, everyone's calling about the Arnold movie. Excuse me, one second, Buzz. Hello,
sure.
Mike, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, just want to let you know it's Total Recall.
Total Recall. Correct. First one to correct us. Where are you calling from?
D.C.
Beautiful. You get tickets to see Kevin James live in Baltimore Saturday, June 4th at the Meyerhoff Theater.
Excellent.
Okay?
Thanks.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster at Ticketmaster.com. Thank you to Kevin James for the tickets, and Leo's a big fat cow. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. So there's the talk of strikes by the flight attendants and other United employees, and now five of United's older flight attendants have decided to seek revenge.
Hello!
By posing in various states of undress in a calendar.
I saw these chicks on the Today Show. It's something like that movie Calendar Girls.
Yeah, something like that. The women, these women, at least,
for you.
Range in age from 55 to 64 in a calendar called Stewardesses Stripped of Their Pensions.
These chicks that were on the Today Show, two out of the three were really MILFs. Two out of the three,
wonderful.
I'd say, okay. And then there was the third that was just like, please.
That's going to happen.
I'll pay your pension if you promise never to take your clothes off, ever.
I'm delighted because it's going to jumpstart that movement here at the radio station again.
Yay. Captions.
Go for it. I say go for it.
Captions for the stewardess's calendar include coffee, tea, or me without a pension. Marry me, fly free, but don't expect anything from my pension. And are your butts covered? We thought ours were, too. Three of the five women are already retired from the airline.
Yeah, I'm by those calendars.
Counting on their pensions. So you're rocketing down the highway in your petroleum-pinching Prius, and suddenly it stalls or shuts down.
It's a lot of fun.
Quoting a Toyota spokesman, we have been alerted to the fact that some owners might have a problem.
Thank you!
Toyota says it'll have to go back and count the number of times this has shown up on service records. The government says it's gotten 13 complaints.
I hope Larry David is okay.
Yeah, he's a big Prius guy.
Apparently this happens at high speeds. That's when the engine shuts down at high speeds.
I mean, so around this area... You can say people are buying them for the environment. No, people buy them around here for HOV. That is the only reason they buy them.
I was going to mention the exact same thing. Yeah. It's the greatest. HOV, incidentally, is an idiotic moron. moronic, retarded idea. High occupancy vehicles,
right.
You know,
carpoolers,
right.
Carpool
and
line, diamond line.
You get a break if you got a hybrid car.
Mm-hmm.
You can go past literally miles mm-hmm. of just parking lot traffic.
It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, but still, never forget.
Oh, and I'm with you, Rob.
They've done it again to her.
Right.
With their magical shutting down cars.
Yeah.
A lot of hocus pocus from the
I got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You got to keep an eye on those two.
Why?
Because they're going to try to get the upper hand on. Mike wants the defense to do well. And Sean, he's going to have a few, no disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call Jap plays.
Oh, why not?
No disrespect. Hold on a second. Everybody's talking about the Arnold thing. Hello, Don and Mike.
In True Lies, they had a thing where him and Tom Arnold were walking through that security thing, and it was the same thing where, like, the X-ray, you could see the gun in his
We're getting a lot of calls saying it wasn't Total Recall, it was True Lies. Hello, Doug.
Hello. Hey. Yeah, it's True Lies, not Total Recall.
And now, what do? I gave the one guy a prize, and here's somebody else. Jose.
Well, just don't say.
Hey, buddy.
Can you see? Hi, Jose.
How you doing, Doug?
Hi.
The movie was Eraser. I have it on DVD.
You know,
how can
when
I,
you're talking about
house.
Arnold movies, seriously, it's one movie.
Okay.
It's one movie that was repeated 60 times.
You guys,
all the same.
You guys are probably right, but the one guy got the prize.
Yeah, he got the prize.
You know what?
Total Recall is my favorite Arnold movie.
Yeah,
anyway.
Where were you guys earlier?
That's the one where he's in the woman's body, right? And he opens the suit, and he's a woman, and he comes out. And it's also where the eyes bug out because they go out in mm-hmm. Mars and all that.
But Eraser is good because there's a lot of him being angry.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you've got to classify the movies as Arnold attempting to act.
Right.
That would be like Eraser, Predator. And then you've got the other ones like Kindergarten Cop, Jingle All the Way.
But none of them compare comedically to his Governor's Race ads. I mean, those, I laugh every time I see those now.
Can you please mention Twins?
Twins? With Danny DeVito.
Which leads right to Junior.
Jingle.
Junior. Ah, Junior.
Jingle All the Way. Well, these Prius problems are being blamed on a computer glitch, but none of this will likely shorten the waiting list since the thing gets like 60 miles to the gallon. Toyota sold over 3,400 of them so far this year.
Never forget.
The indecency witch hunt spreads to our law books. That story in sports when we continue.
I'm all right with that. Thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
And forgot that.
Nobody is better at being humble. Nobody. The Don and Mike Show.
Speaking of which, let me see what we just got this from Infinity Broadcasting Sacramento from Mike Remy at KHTK. Guys, thanks for another great ratings book.
Ooh.
So we've got the numbers here. We'll transcribe them and we'll put them on our website.
Cool. And I have to say it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sacramento.
That's right.
There you go. More great ratings on KHTK. You'll see about those on our website, dotandmikewebsite.com. Now, once again, here is Guy Burley. Rob is doing a Sacramento dance a little bit.
Right, yeah, so.
Just a little
celebration.
Bit.
Yes, warm regards to Mike Greeny.
That's right.
It was a hand dance you were doing.
It was like the hand job.
Wonderful. Yeah. doing that crazy hand job.
Hi, Don and Mike. While you're still thinking about not knowing which airports will have the naked x-rays, you also won't know which McDonald's are trying the new French fry oil with you as the guinea pig. McDonald's, despite its other problems, has always been known for having the best fries. These French fry lovers don't want you messing with them fries, which is partly why McDonald's is trying the new oil quietly at random locations. If no one tastes the difference, then McDonald's will use the oil at all its restaurants and be able to say their fries are trans fat free for the very first time. Trans fats clog up your heart and kill you.
You know, it's funny though, when you're talking about health, you're going to eat French fries.
Right.
I mean, you're going to get some bad stuff anyway, right?
Well, hey, the jury's still out on potatoes. You know, they're starchy.
No, potatoes are fine, but
sure.
If you throw them and deep fry them, they're not, like everything else.
Not if the oil is healthy. In fact, some oils are important and good for you, and you should have them.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So that's what they're working on.
I mean, I do know that that's true.
I mean, if you give me McDonald's French fries and you get them to taste pretty much the same, you're telling me that you're not going to be getting bad stuff, that's fun.
Yeah, it's an improvement if they still taste taste good.
Yeah, but that's yeah. where the rub is.
If they still
will
taste
they
good.
Taste as good yeah. without all the bad stuff
I
in
mean,
them?
Seriously, on this thing that I'm doing right now, right. since I've gone off the Atkins and I'm on another diet, which is basically your low-fat, low-portion diet,
right.
I've eaten more potatoes on this diet than I had in the 2 years previously.
I hear they have vitamins and saved the Irish.
And I put chocolate on them.
Or
so good.
Try the whipped cream.
Thank you.
In sports.
Very true.
Dateline just outside of Naples, Italy, where real Italian mobsters have been fixing races by giving their horses Viagra.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
No one's quite sure how or even if Viagra can increase a horse's speed. Maybe it's a stamina thing. Or
hey, Don and Mike.
Maybe it's,
or you don't know could fill a book.
Thank you, June.
Maybe it's the stamina thing, or maybe it's that fifth leg. Police have arrested members of the Sicilian Mafia over this. Perhaps now the horses can be retired to stud. And finally,
how's Sarah Jessica Parker feel about all that?
She's happy. And finally,
the horse face.
In Anahuac, Texas, the city council will consider at its next meeting whether to remove the word bitch from the local animal control ordinance. Some people have complained about the scientific term and what it replaced with female dog.
Thank you!
Yo, bitch.
Mayor Guy Jackson is a reasonable guy. He says someone is just being overly sensitive.
Yeah, I see fish.
Shut up, bitch.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
He's got a bitch. We gotta go, everybody. Hey, our favorite tag team coming up. I understand tonight the show's all wrestling. All wrestling with Rod and Fest.
Man, when those guys go head-to-head and they do the pile driver,
I'm just trying to make them laugh. Rod and Fest coming next on WJFK FM. We'll be back tomorrow.
They're not laughing, Don.
With the new episode. They're laughing on the inside, Mike. That's right. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
Guess what's for dinner?
What?
A big bowl of trans fat.
With whipped cream.
I'm having scorn flakes.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yum, yum.
In the new car.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.